6 seconds, 5 seconds. You hear Coach Little on the mic. And there is a pin right at the edge of the mat at the end of the period. And Adam Proctor will continue his journey here at Wells Fargo Arena with the pin.
A nice job there by Baker. Catches and pins Kyle Green from Sibley Kite. So Blake Baker will wrestle tomorrow.
On his back, Hagan just got too high there. A little bit sloppy, and it's going to be a pin for Reeves.
That's going to be the pin. Caleb Reeves, Sigurd and Kyoto.
He's got him in there tight. It's chest to chest.
Castile's in there tight and gets the pin.
Back points being earned. 30 seconds of counting. Aiden Reeves trying for the pin here for Albion. So he's rolls got his shoulders tight. Over. Aiden Reeves gets the pin.
There's a nice single leg in there by Bryce. Sweeps and gets the two-point takedown.
He has got the cradle in. Right at the edge of the mat. Briar Cochran has the takedown. He has the cradle in.
He's got to get back points. He can pin him right here, folks. It's a tight cradle. It's an outside cradle. Needham tried to work it to the outside boundary.
Briar Cochran, the man on a mission.
And there's this guy that I've been listening to. He has a song called Man on a Mission.
And throw it, Tip Martin's going down.
He's got the takedown. Nick Martin does a throw, gets the takedown, leads by three with 28 seconds to go.
Even though there was not a point scored, since Sam's rode him out, he gets 1 point and wins 1-0 in the ultimate tiebreaker.
Good job on top. Way to control the wrist. You're controlling the arm the whole time. That oh boy.
I get in close matches, but not as big as that one. It's the biggest match I've probably wrestled in my high school career so far.
Lawless is going to be able to get off the mat.
Oh, here we go.
Time.
Make it three. Make it three. Three for three goes the Albion Blue Demon.
Eisen gets the 8-point win. A major decision.
Major decision.
4 for 4.
Absolutely. 4 for 4. You couldn't ask for more. And
hey, Brady Kiner kept that cradle locked up, so the 3 points was never awarded. He ended up taking them over to his back again and immediately got the pin for Southeast Warren.
Briar Cochran, semifinals.
Yeah, boy. Briar Cochran, the man on the mission.
In the finals.
He makes it to the finals. Nick Martin, you are going to be wrestling for a spot on that podium.
Drop down ankle pick by Isaiah Cox with 26 seconds to go. Gets down, gets on the hips, and elevates, trips, and gets the 2-point takedown with the 5-point lead. Now Isaiah Cox from Ottumwa, the 182-pounder, leads 9-4. 15 seconds remain in this match.
The clock is ticking away here. 3-1, Bryce Leshen with the lead at 145. And Bryce Leshen is going to hold on here. 3-2-1, Bryce Leshen to the finals for Albion.
Now he can kind of run. There's 8 seconds left on the clock. He leads 3-2.
And he has
Sowers escaping.
Sowers now tries a desperation throw.
2-1.
Cox runs away.
There it is.
And there it is.
3-2. Isaiah Cox is your winner here at 182 pounds.
He's got him on his back. Carter Ice is going to get the pin.
There it is.
And there it is. Call that pin in 1 minute, 58 seconds.
That's an awesome feeling to get back there. I just need to get the job done another time. Oh, yeah, definitely. Can't wait till tomorrow night.
And Caleb Reeves from Sigourney Kyoto has got his opponent even stretched out. And there's the pin.
He's got it tight.
A pin for Caleb Reeves.
Isaiah's up 10-5.
There's a
takedown.
Tries
to throw. Isaiah gets the takedown. 2-1.
7-point win.
And Isaiah Cox, fifth place finisher.
Major decision for Aiden Reeves. Congratulations, Aiden Reeves. Third place points in here, freshman year. Blake Lawless, he gets sixth place points here in his senior year.
Over 30,000 fans have come to cheer on 672 wrestlers representing 185 schools fight on 8 mats, 4 stories below us. From those 8 mats, there are now 3. And from those 3 mats, there will be 1. One we will call champion. Champion of one of the most prestigious high school athletic events in all the country. The Iowa State High School Wrestling Championships are on the air.
And then there was 3 mats as we stand up here, 4 stories of these mats in high fidelity all over the world of ours on KICRadio.com. We want to welcome in our listeners from the Jock and KIC who join us all throughout southern and central Iowa. And we are so glad to have you along on this championship Saturday night. And we have got a full night of wrestling here from Wells Fargo Arena. Joined here in the broadcast booth, Travis Zapital, Kevin Cochran, and down amongst the minions is Joe Millage. We'll run to him here in a moment. Gentlemen, this is a sight.
Yeah, it sure is, Jason. You know, we're down to the 3 mats, the 3 final mats. You got 1A, 2A, 3A, and we're going to find out who the best wrestlers in the state of Iowa are in each individual class.
I can't help it. You walk in here, and
You know, as many times I've been in this gym, I still get goosebumps the second you walk in here. They're doing the Hall of Fames right now. And if any wrestling fans at home, here's some of the Hall of Famers. Dan Cummins, well-deserved Hall of Famer from Indianapolis, coached there for 38 years at Indianapolis, had some great wrestlers. Dave Ewing, who coached at Ankeny, Vance Light. And right now they're giving the award to Steve Blackford's parents, who was a Dowling multi-state champion who lost his life in a tragic car accident in 2004. So this is his parents down there now accepting this award on his behalf. Just what an honor for all of these individuals.
Well, this place is filling up Wells Fargo Arena. You're going to be a part of ESPN's Top 100 Sporting Events when we come back. High Above the Mats and High Fidelity. We're going to run over to Joe Millage after a timeout, catch up with him. He's out amongst the many fans that are donning this stadium tonight. When we come back to the Iowa State High School Wrestling Championships on your sports leader, KIAC.
TD&T CPAs and Advisors is a full-service certified public accounting and consulting firm that provides the services you need to reach the financial and operational goals of your business. With offices in 10 area locations, they serve clients throughout Iowa. We use them, shouldn't you? Give them a call or visit them on the web. TD&T.
Hey, Dad, can we go fly your kite today?
Sure, but rule number one is we pick a safe spot away from power line.
Teaching your children to stay safe is a never-ending job. Never but when it comes to electricity, what you teach them can save their lives.
Water and electricity, do not mix.
It's never too early to learn. Teach your children to stay current on safety.
Here's a safe spot, Dad. Come on, let's go.
Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
Excited we have here, High Above the Mats and High Fidelity, as we bring you this 2016 Iowa State High School Wrestling Championships. Want to welcome our friends from the Jock and KIC Radio and everyone all over the world at KICRadio.com. You can also download the KIC Thunderbolt app on your iPhone or your Android device. Right now, we're going to run out into the crowd and the wireless mic brought to you by Tharp Funeral Home. Joe Millage out amongst the many, and he's caught up with someone who might have more nerves than the wrestlers that will be wrestling on these mats here, and that is a mama.
Well, I don't know, Jason. We're in 320, and it's where the Moravia contingency has set up. We're actually right above you, right above your booth here, just down about 20 yards, and I've got Jamie Cochran here. It's Jamie and Jamie. I don't know if you knew that. I just learned that a little bit ago, but Mom Jamie is a third-grade teacher at Moravia, and she's up here with a lot of friends, and I think that's given her a lot of comfort.
Yes, it is. There's a lot of Moravia people here, and it feels really good.
She's got tears in her eyes, and she says, guys, that she is more nervous than she's ever been. Now, Jamie, Breyer's been here several times before, so why are you more nervous now?
This is his first championship.
And what are your thoughts here going in?
I'm proud of him either way. It was awesome just to get here, but I'd really like to see him go to the top.
And does it give you any comfort that your husband is actually down there with him and he can be close and, you know, give him those last couple words of advice?
It does. He's been coaching him since he started wrestling, so Jamie knows him, and I feel pretty confident.
What do we not know about Breyer Cochran? What is it that you can tell us and tell our listeners that we don't know about Breyer?
Oh, my. I don't know. He's a pretty good kid. I'm really proud of him.
He is. Every time we interview him, he's very well-spoken. He knows what he's going to say, and that's kind of the way he is out on the mat, too, right?
Yes. Yes. He's very smart, quick to respond, and witty.
Very good.
Hey, Joe Millage.
And do we have any Moravia Mohawk fans? We're live on KIIC right now. Okay, we're in section 320. Jason, back to you.
I know where you're at now. I just heard you. I heard that thunder that took over this stadium. Hey, Joe, here's a little bit of trivia for you. You know, Breyer's made a lot of pitcher clips, but you know he made the front page of the Albion newspaper this week, and it wasn't for something he did on the mat or with a football. He did it with his brain at the Brain Bowl. Ask Mom about that accomplishment.
Well, they already kicked me out of 320.
Oh, just a little bit of trivia for you, brother.
Okay.
Joe Millage out on the Tharp Funeral Home wireless mic, and there's a lot of nerves in this old building and a lot of people who make this come together as we begin our grand march, one of the true spectacles. I can see the old goosebumps rising on Coach Cochran's arm right now. The nerves of everybody, from the PA announcer making sure he gets it right, to the music coming in perfectly in time, to the broadcasters who know what this means to all of you.
The 2016 State Wrestling Tournament. Very soon, the 336 athletes who have earned medals this year will enter the arena in the 47th annual Grand March. They represent the 672 wrestlers who qualified for this year's tournament and nearly 9,000 participants statewide. This year's escorts are individuals who organize the wrestlers for the Grand March and for the medals ceremony. They are Gail Burgett of Des Moines, Ron Culver of Des Moines, Terry Fensterman of Waukee, Jerry Gay of Johnston, Jeffrey Hall of Des Moines, Zach Hammond of Ankeny, Steve Hansen of Altoona, and Frank Wong of Windsor Heights. They also walk in honor of Hayes Harned, a member of the group for 28 years. Mr. Harned, a former Des Moines public school teacher, designed and built the original Olympic-style award stand and a second used for last year's ceremonies. Like his colleagues, he took great pride in how the tournament honors its medal winners. Mr. Harned passed away a few months before last year's tournament. And now, welcome this year's medal winners in the 47th annual Grand March, led by the dedicated and behind-the-scenes individuals who helped make the Grand March and the medal ceremony truly a moment for all to remember.
And here they come. Aiden Rees down there. Gabe Rupke. Isaiah Cox getting ready to come out of the tunnel. Briar Cochran. And a sight it is, the nerves that fills this place, the electricity that fills this place, making this truly one of the sporting spectacles in the world. The ambience that has filled this place, folks, you can cut it with a knife. Well, the nerves that these athletes are going to be feeling here in a moment and have felt can be matched with parents, broadcasters, as I said, those that are behind the scenes, like the scorekeeper. And we caught up with one of them. Down here with one of the guys that has a lot of responsibility, one of the guys that helps keep the scores down here. And Jim... Jim Kenyon down here. And Jim, where are you from?
Roland, here in Iowa.
So how long have you been doing this?
5 or 6 years.
This is a stressful job.
It is stressful, but it keeps you focused, and it makes you watch those matches very closely.
Well, you've been watching matches for a long time.
Right. I coached for 40 years and put my name in on the list to see if I could work down here when I retired. And I was fortunate enough to get a call, and I've been working ever since I got that call.
Well, what's the strangest thing you've seen on the mat as a scorekeeper?
Well, I don't know about strangest things. It's just interesting to watch the different personalities of the coaches and the wrestlers. Sometimes we get a lot of cooperation. Sometimes you see a lot of emotion.
Well, it's a tough job, but Jim's doing a great job of it down here, keeping the score. One of the refs that we caught up, or the scorekeepers that we caught up with before the contest, they too, they feel the nerves. They do not want to get it wrong. And certainly some guys that definitely don't want to get it wrong, and that is our officials. I had a chance to catch up with one of the refs. I'm down here with Dan Halder. He's one of the officials on these historic mats here. And Dan, first of all, this is as big as it gets in high school wrestling.
That it is. I mean, this is what all the kids work for each and every year. And big night for not only them, but us officials as well.
Is this your first time doing the championships?
No, I've been doing this for my sixth or seventh for the finals, and
Been here at state tournament for about 17 years.
So how do you qualify to become one of the wrestlers on championship night?
You got to be, you know, through the coaches and officials, or through the coaches and the high schools and athletic directors. You get so many nominations, and then that gets you, if you have enough, you get here to do the state tournament, and then you work your way up to the final.
It's got to be a lot of pressure on this mat. I know the athletes go through a lot, but it's got to be the same way. You know how important the calls are.
They are, and that's why, you know, we have great officials here for the finals. We got an assistant on every mat, so we don't miss anything. And we're out there just doing the best job we can, but it's a lot of fun as well.
Dan Halder, where are you from, Dan?
I'm from Urbandale.
Dan, one of the guys down here in the pressure cooker, but they do a great job, and we'll send it back up to you guys.
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate it.
The collar guard is getting ready to come out, and they're going to present the arms and the collars. Let's meet them.
Jolene Horn, Des Moines Central Campus.
Kylie Blade, Des Moines Central Campus.
Tammy Tran, Des Moines Central Campus.
Olivia Pruitt, Des Moines Central Campus.
By sophomore Mariah Seeley from West Delaware High School. She's a two-year member of the Iowa All-State Chorus as well as the soloist of the 2015 Chorus. Mariah has received numerous superior ratings at state solo and small ensemble festival. She is involved in show choir, musicals, dance, speech, spring play, and many other activities. Her future plans include a career in music as a singer-songwriter, as well as a Broadway performer. Her high school director is Dwayne Philgren. As we pause to honor America, we ask that you be mindful of the past and present men and women in uniform around the world whose sacrifices, sometimes supreme, have helped secure the blessings of liberty we enjoy in our great nation. Please remain standing until the colors are retired. Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem, performed by our featured vocalist, Miss Mariah Seeley of West Delaware High School.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming in the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say,
and that is a beautiful rendition of our national anthem, and we are about ready to get wrestling. Joe Millage, where'd you find yourself, buddy, after you got kicked out there? Where have your journeys taken you?
Down on the floor.
Well, good call, because we don't want anyone to know you're down there, because we don't want to get thrown out of this place.
Gentlemen, high above the mats and high fidelity, we are moments away from wrestling. Are you ready for this?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know what? We got this is what we worked all year for, not only as broadcasters, but as these wrestlers and these young men coming out here and getting ready to take the mat. We're going to bring it back to you.
Well, you hear this? Can you hear this? This is the electricity that has become Wells Fargo Arena. One of the guys that has been working to get the guys ready, and that is the head coach of the Omni Blue Demons, head coach Dave Winger. I had a chance to catch up with him and his beautiful daughter before we got underway here. Here's what he had to say about this week and his daughter, what she had to say about this week as well, and set things up for his wrestlers tonight. Kind of here with the head coach of the Albion Blue Demons and saying that coach two guys to the finals. Man, it don't get any better than this.
Oh, it's awesome, isn't it? I can get used to this, and we have gotten used to it. So other than we've never had two before, so twice as much fun tonight, right?
Absolutely. Well, you've had a full week up here with your guys and your family. Your family's been up here and got your beautiful daughter next to us.
Yeah, you know, she's a senior this year, and she sacrificed a lot. You know, I've been head coach here, and it takes a lot of my time, and don't get to spend a lot of time with her in the winter. So I kind of pulled her aside and said, "You're gonna come with me this weekend." And she didn't argue with that too much.
Well, let's meet her. So tell the world who we got here.
I'm Ellie Winger, and I'm Dave Winger's daughter.
Ellie, you got to spend the week with Dad up here and get to see all the sights and the behind-the-scenes stuff. It can be an emotional week.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely emotional. Spending the whole week with him, just really, I get the feel for what he goes through, and I'm just on an emotional roller coaster just like he is. There's nothing like it.
Well, guys, enjoy your night. It's going to be a great night for Albion Wrestling.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
That's Dave Winger. Before tonight's contest, we're going to take a timeout, come back here. We're getting it wrestling underway here from Wells Fargo Arena, high above the mats. The championships are on the air. Stay right here.
No matter what stage of life you're in, Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, gives you the coverage you deserve through Simply Blue Health Plans. Choose from more than 20 coverage options, from traditional to tax advantage plans. Plus, get peace of mind knowing that you're covered by a name you know and trust. That's the difference of blue. For information, call Eric Powers, an authorized independent agent of Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield, 641-932-3171.
At the Albia Brewing Company, they specialize in handmade pizzas, sandwiches, appetizers, and they have specialty handcrafted beers from the lightest to the darkest and the heaviest beers. Specializing in unique jalapeno beers, and they're all made on location. Call 641-932-4085 for your handmade carryout pizza order tonight.
High above the mass, high fidelity. The 2016 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament is on the air. We're here at championships Saturday night. Once was eight, now there's three. And from those three, there will be one. One in each of our weight classes.
Turn your TV audio down.
Turn that audio down. We're watching on the screen behind us. The Iowa High School Athletic Association has sold the rights to the TV and watching behind it there. And we're going to bring you all three matches here. Simulcasting it all over the world. He went on welcome.
I got to give the Iowa High School Athletic Association credit. They have got these three mats for the finals slicked up. That looks like something that you could eat your supper from. That is cool as crap.
Maybe a little bacon?
Yeah, a little bacon. We had a bacon fest afternoon. Great weekend in Des Moines. You had bacon fest. You had the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships here at Wells Fargo Arena. And we enjoyed it all. It has been a ton of fun here on 96.7 KIIC and the live stream on KIICradio.com.
We want to welcome all of our jock listeners that are going to join us here tonight. And as Joe said, turn it down. Now there's going to be a little bit of a delay in the broadcast. I think, Jay Mill, we should be running just a little behind the TV or a little ahead of the TV, I mean.
Yeah, we'll be about 5 to 10 seconds ahead.
So here's how you solve that problem. If you have a DVR, push pause right now, or wait till it gets started. When they come back, push pause and count to five.
No, that would make them even further behind.
Or push pause on your radio. We're going to forget it. Don't do any of that. Just listen.
Just listen to us.
So we got three matches coming up here. All three matches going here at 106 pounds. Of course, we want to look ahead into to our feature contest. The man of the mission at 132 is going to be Briar Cochran. Can't forget the kinder kid, Southeast Warren, at 120. Looking forward to that. He has had an outstanding undefeated wrestling season. Looking to cap it off with a state title.
I'm looking forward to all the matches. I mean, at this point, this is the best
this
of the best.
This is championships.
Championships.
This is awesome.
1A, 2A, 3A all together. Somebody's heart's going to be broken. Somebody's going to be standing on top of that stand. And, yeah, there's going to be some great matchups. You talk about Kiner from Southeast Warren. I believe he has West. Let me see here. He's got Bryce West, who's ranked number one undefeated all year. So he's got a tough match heavy. But we talked about it. This is why we wrestle him.
There's 106 wins on those two wrestlers.
Wow.
Zero losses.
Yeah.
106-0. Somebody's going to wind
gonna
up
have
107-1. Yeah.
You know, West is a defending state champion. I believe he got second. I know he's 1-1 and got second the other year. And he's only a junior. Kiner's on his junior campaign as well. So these guys, you may see back-to-back championships out of these two.
We moved to 132 pounds, where Briar Cochran, the man on the mission, 51-1. Chase McLaughlin of Lisbon, his opponent, a junior, 46-8. And that's going to be a great contest to watch as well.
Well, hopefully it's not a great contest. Hopefully we just go out there and see Cochran dominate like everybody else in Southern Iowa wants to see as well. But like I said, with that, we talked about it. That's why we wrestle them. I talked to Tom Pickerel on the way up, and I think he's a little bit nervous. You never know how they're going to react. This Grand March is electrifying, but you have your finalists that walk out in that Grand March before. I mean, they haven't wrestled yet. Everybody else has wrestled, so the pressure's off the place winners. But as you walk out and you see this crowd, man, it can change you. It can
it's
change
a little
the
intimidating.
Mindset. You're darn right
intimidating.
It is.
We're going to bring these down. There's mats 1, 2, and 3, and it doesn't mean that they're 1A, 2A, 3A. So, guys,
we got 3A on mat 3 for this round. That is Valley.
No, unless they change it, it should be the same throughout the whole
time. Yeah, it'll stay the same
time.
The entire time.
Valley and Waukee on
it should
mat
be 3A, 2A, 3A, 1A, 2A. 1A's here in the middle, 3A's on the...
So on their radio dial, if you take a look to your left with the radio, that is the 3A. In the middle of your radio is 1A, and to your right is 2A. Let's get underway here. Danny Schmidt of Wapsie Valley Fairbank is going to be on the 1A mat, taking on Samuel Lloyd of New London. On the 2A mat, Eric Font will take on Matthew Randon of Davenport Assumption. And Nick Oldham's over here on the 3A side, going to take on Kyle Biscoglia of Waukee.
I'll bring in the 2A match, folks, here. We got Clear Lake, Eric Fott, a freshman, 35-0, undefeated, going up against Matthew Randon, Davenport Assumption, a talented senior, 41-8 on his 106-pound senior season.
And I'll take the 3A with Holden versus Biscoglia. And The key thing about Biscoglia, though, here's kind of interesting. He wrestled 113 most of the year. He had a wrestle-off with the kid that had beat him. So his own teammate had beat him. That's why he wrestled 113. They had a wrestle-off again to see who was going to wrestle. And he broke the kid's arm. The kid was ranked number one at 106, broke his arm. And so Biscoglia gets to go down to 106 and wrestle. And a freshman that could have been a state champion is home watching from the stands, which is too bad. You hate to see that when it happens to teammates.
We are underway here in 106. We're going to work our way all through it throughout the entire tournament.
No score here at Class 2A, 106 pounds, first period.
No score here in 1A either between Donnie Schmidt and Samuel Lloyd. Actually, now Donnie Schmidt does get the takedown, take a lead over Samuel Lloyd of New London by a score of 2-0 with 50 seconds remaining in the first period.
Over here on the 3A mat, Nick Oldham. Nick Oldham originally had been wrestling in Albion, and a freshman, 39 wins, 7 losses. Kyle Biscoglia of Waukee, there is no score, 13 seconds to go, opening period.
We're in the first period here at 106 pounds, Class 2A. Minute and a half gone from this first period match, and it is still scoreless. We got Clear Lake and Davenport Assumption, Randon and Fott. No score here, first period.
Well, Donnie Schmidt maintains control with the 2-0 lead over Lloyd. Lloyd come to his feet, and Schmidt did a nice double leg before he could get away to take him back to the mat to remain in control. As this first period comes to a close with 4 seconds remaining, Schmidt's going to be leading by a score of 2-0.
Nick Oldham of Valley on the mat with Waukee's Biscoglia. No score here, just underway in the second period. Oldham chooses the down position to begin the second period. Tries a stand-up, brought back down to the mat by Biscoglia. No score here in Class 3A.
We'll go to the second period here at Class 2A, 106 pounds. Matthew Randon and Eric Fraught from Clear Lake in a scoreless tie. We're going to have Fraught with the choice he takes down. He'll be covered by Matthew Randone from Davenport Assumption, Class 2A, 106 pounds.
In Class 1A here, Lloyd got his choice, and he went down. So he was covered by Schmidt. They're in this big scramble situation. And Schmidt's just trying to find a way maybe to get a stalemate here. Lloyd's trying to almost turn him out of this situation. I mean, we got a funky situation here. And they does finally call it a stalemate. And Schmidt kind of dodges a bullet there and still finds himself in the lead 2-0.
Biscoglia over here for Waukee gets a tilt back and gets three back points that are earned by Biscoglia. He's got a 3-0 lead over Nick Oldhama Valley. 56 seconds to go, second period.
It's second period action. Eric Fott from Clear Lake will score the first point of this match. He gets the escape in the second period. 1-0 now, Fought over Randone. It's Clear Lake ahead of Assumption at Class 2A 106.
You know, what we're going to find in all these matches is that you have to execute perfectly in order to score. Both wrestlers are so talented. It's much harder to do than it was in the first round or it was at districts, whatever. Lloyd here from New London gets the escape on Schmidt and narrows the score 2-1. They're battling, get close to out of bounds, and they're going to come back to the center. 40 seconds left here in the second period. 2-1 score in favor of Schmidt.
In Class 3A, 106-pound Biscoglia of Waukee gets another takedown. Oldham got the escape and now trails 5-1. And more back points being earned here in the final 6 seconds in Class 3A by Biscoglia of Waukee. A pinning combination in. If he can hold on, he might run out of time. And we're going to go to the third and final period. Biscoglia with an 8-1 lead into the third period.
Class 2A here, we are at 106 pounds, and it's a 2-0 lead for Eric Fott from Clear Lake. Fott with 2 points now in the second period. 2-0 at Class 2A.
Hey, Schmidt did a nice double-leg takedown on Lloyd to extend his lead 4-1 as we come to a close. But he had a nice half and had the wrist trying to turn him, but time ran out here in the second period, and it's going to be Schmidt's choice, and he's going to pick neutral on his feet. And he's got a 4-1 lead over Samuel Lloyd of New London.
Back here at Class 3A, Nick Oldham still trailing here 8-1. Oldham of Valley of West Des Moines. Biscoglia of Waukee, 8-1 lead here. 30 seconds gone by in this third and final period here, Class 3A.
One of the hottest moves in wrestling is the Kelly. And Matthew Randone from Davenport Assumption hits it to perfection with 5 seconds left in the second period to tie his matchup 2-2 going to the third period. It'll be 2-2 in the championship at Class 2A. Randone from Assumption fought from Clear Lake.
And Donnie Schmidt from Wapsie Valley here just trying to maintain his lead. Lloyd's trying to get in on some shots as they go out of bounds again. They've been battling on their feet back and forth in favor of Wapsie. He's got the two takedowns, and Lloyd's trying to find a way to get his first. We have a minute 20 seconds remaining here in the third period.
Over here in Class 3A, 47 ticks left on the clock here for Biscoglia to get the championship for 106 Class 3A. 9-1 lead over Nick Oldham of Valley of West Des Moines. They're going to go back to the center of the mat. Here's a deep shot, quick right out of the whistle. And he beat the whistle with a caution. 45 seconds left in this Class 3A contest. 9-1, Biscoglia of Waukee out in front.
Boy, these championship matches are so good. I can't wait until we bring you one in its entirety that we are going to be focusing on here on 96.7 KIIC and the live stream on KIICradio.com. We got a barn burner going here in Class 2A. Eric Fott gives up an escape to Matthew Randone to start the third period. The score is now 3-2. Can't wait to bring you all this live action here on 96.7.
Been lots of action right here on the 1A mat, but nobody's been able to get a takedown here. Schmidt still maintains a 4-1 lead, 30 seconds left. He's got a front headlock in on Lloyd and trying to make something happen here to extend his lead.
The countdown and on here, 3-2-1, and Kyle Biscoglia, a sophomore from Waukee, will make it 54 wins in a state championship in Class 3A here at 106.
Well, congratulations to Biscoglia. That's a good win for the Waukee team. That's 3 seconds left here in 1A. And Donnie Schmidt's going to win by a score of 5-3. Wapsie Valley, 106 pounds, state champion.
We've still got 58 seconds left here in Class 2A, and it's a dandy, and we got blood timeout right now. The blood timeout is being counted against Eric Fott from Clear Lake. He's getting attended to by the great Iowa State medics. If you're just joining us, folks, Iowa State sends medical staff here, and they have eight mats for the main rounds, and right now there's just three mats, but they did a great job for the whole tournament, and they took care of folks like Blake Lawless when he had a severe injury.
Nine stitches over his eye.
But here's the great thing I love about this state tournament is that, you know, we're looking here at Matthew Randone. He's 41-8, okay, going up against Eric Fott, who's undefeated on the season, 35-0 from Clear Lake. But Randone has had a great tournament. He's the one that knocked off Aiden Reeves.
Yeah, just a tremendous tournament for him. And I know Aiden
was really
disappointed.
Randone is in the lead by a score of 3-2.
And he's got a two-point takedown here with a snap down, shucked by, and he gets behind and gets the two-point takedown as they go off the mat. It's a 5-2 advantage for Matthew Randone, a senior wrestling at 103. What a little stallion out here for Davenport Assumption. And
guys, I'm right down here on Matt's side, and you can't believe the noise levels here in Wells Fargo Arena right down here on Matt's side. And everybody in this arena is right now eyes on this 2A match, Rando versus Fout, and what a great match this is.
Hey, Travis Zappel, you're right down there on the mat. The blood timeout that got called against Eric Fout, is it on his head, on his arm? We couldn't tell from up here.
Yeah, he's just got a little bit of blood coming out of his head. They bandaged it up, and we're back in action.
All right, we are back in action. We've got 24 seconds left in this 2A 106-pound match. It's Eric Fott from Clear Lake with a two-point disadvantage, but we're going to have an escape. Makes it 5-4. No, that's not an escape. They called that stalling, a stall point against Randone. Boy, Randone looked like he was working hard, but with 13 seconds to go, he's in on a crossbody ride, a stand-up by Fott. 5-4 the score with 12 seconds to go. Wow, this is a barn burner here. With that stall call, it put it within 1 point. Now Fott tries to swim out with a stand-up. Good job there by Randone. He puts the crossbody ride in with 3 seconds to go, and he will ride him out. Your 2A champion is Matthew Randone for Davenport Assumption. Senior gets his victory.
He upset Aiden Reeves and goes on to get the championship. That probably makes Aiden feel a little better knowing the guy that beat him gets the championship.
What a great senior campaign by the Davenport Assumption wrestler there, guys. It, great match and come down to the wire. And like you said, Jason, that's going to make Aiden Reeves feel a whole lot better about himself, to know that he went toe-to-toe with the state champion, and Aiden Reeves coming away with third place, and Davenport Assumption comes away with the championship. But here we go, right into 113.
Travis Appel down there on the Tharp Funeral Home. Mike, we're going to take a timeout, come right back here. We're moving to 113. You're listening to the finals of the Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. Don't go anywhere.
You wouldn't have a child do a man's job, so why would you put an off-brand filter on your John Deere equipment and expect it to perform like John Deere filters that are continually subjected to intense quality control monitoring and testing to protect the valuable investment you've made? Stop by Sinclair Tractor during the month of February and get 12% off all John Deere filters and 10% off all John Deere oil. Stock up and save at Sinclair Tractor, where they strive to earn your business every day. Visit SinclairTractor.com.
A secure financial future requires planning with someone familiar who can help you achieve your goals. We are people you know who can advise you on the auto loans, vacation loans, college loans, home improvement loans, and home equity loans that you will need to keep your family on track. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Welcome back, everyone. High above the mats, high fidelity.
Welcome in all of our Jock listeners and our KIC listeners as we bring in this championship round. 113 pounds. Let's start out of Class 1A. Introduce who's on the mat here in 1A.
1A is Brock Henderson of Northland Troy Mills, a junior, 46-0 campaign. He's going against Jeremiah Colon of Newman Catholic of Mason City, a senior, 36-1.
2A, we got a great matchup here for you. Carter Cox, 38-5 on his junior campaign. He's going up against a stud from Clarion Goldfield. That's Justin Portillo, one of the Portillo brothers. He's a senior trying to be a repeat champion. He's got a 38-2 record on the line. Wrestlers on their feet here, just underway. Class 2A, 113 pounds.
Here in Class 3, Brody Teske of Fort Dodge, a sophomore, number one rated in the state, taking on McGuire Midkiff. He is a 52-5 junior and no score here in Class 3A.
Here in Class 1A, we had a quick takedown by Brock Henderson. Immediately in on the legs and gets a takedown on Jeremiah Colon to take a lead of 2-0 with 1 minute remaining.
A very tepid start here in Class 2A for Cox and Portillo. Portillo just feeling out his Atlantic opponent, Carter Cox. And Carter Cox really, to me, looking at this match, knows that he is, in Class 2A, 113 pounds, a severe underdog. And I would love to see him wrestle like the underdog and come at it and bring it the way that we love to see it at Iowa High School Wrestling Championships, where the underdog brings the action and it's up to the overdog to make it his match.
And we'll try to keep you updated on the team scores because Clarion Goldfield is one of those teams that's in second place in Class 2A. With Albia has the opportunity to try to surpass them, but they do have them two Portillos in the finals who are nails. I mean, they are nails. But over here on Class 1A, Henderson from Troy Mills apparently wasn't getting off the hip, and he got nailed for stalling. But we're going to come to the close of the first period. And, well, in stalemate, we got 10 seconds left here. Still a 2-0 lead, Henderson over Colon.
Going to the second period, Brody Teske of Fort Dodge, the sophomore, undefeated, number one rated wrestler here in Class 3, 113. He's got a 2-0 lead over Midkiff of Thomas Jefferson Council Bluff. Just underway here, second period.
The 2A action has been no action. It has been no points scored for either Carter Cox from Atlantic or Justin Portillo from Clarion Goldfield. We'll go to the second period, and it will be Cox covering Portillo to start the second period, 0-0 the score.
Hey, my brother just texted me, and he says, hey, kill it in the booth, brother. He said, if you get bored, he said, they're in section 320, and he said, right in front of Ted, and Ted is Briar Cochran's grandpa.
Oh.
So he's here to watch Briar take home a state title. But here in Class 1A, Henderson for Mill still in control, gets a two-point reversal. He'll now leads 4-0, and immediately Colon hits a Grammy roll and gets the escape with the 4-1 lead.
In Class 3A, Brody Teske of Fort Dodge got the escape to begin the second period, immediately went in on Midkiff of Thomas Jefferson Council Bluffs, gets a takedown. He's building a 5-0 lead, now cuts Midkiff, and Teske of Fort Dodge with a 5-1 lead here. 59 seconds to go, second period. And another takedown. He's going to build on that lead.
In Class 2A, the 113-pound championship is going to be decided between Atlantic and Clarion. And it's Justin Portillo from Clarion with the escape to start the second period. It'll be a 1-0 score here. The wrestlers are on their feet at 113 in Class 2A.
Hey, don't forget to text us in. Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437.
We've got them coming in already.
We love to read them over the air.
Absolutely.
We love to hear where our fans are listening and what they have to say about these Southern Iowa wrestlers.
We got a big footprint tonight, and we do welcome in all you Jock listeners and your listeners on 96.7 KIC, the Blowtorch sports leader in Southern Iowa. Bring home the gold, boys. Go Big Blue from Spud, checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. And go for the gold blue. We love you. All proud of each of you. Thanks for coverage. Brian, Gina, Nathan, and Joran Krall listening from home.
Hey, we just had a takedown by Colon on Henderson to narrow that gap. He now trails 4-3 over Henderson of Northland Troy Mills.
Justin Portillo in Class 2A in on a deep single leg right at the edge of the mat. Pulls it in, goes to a double, and at the edge of the mat gets the two-point takedown. 3-0 the score in Class 2A. Portillo from Clarion on top, 3-0 at 113.
Brody Teske over here on the 3A mat from Fort Dodge, just a sophomore, number one rated at 113. He's got a 7-1 lead here, gentlemen, and he is a takedown machine.
significant incident over here at 113 Class 2A. It's Carter Cox with an injury to his leg. They are looking at him right now, and we will not have any 2A action for a significant amount of time here as Carter Cox from Atlantic has an injury to his leg.
You know, just watching that Teske, I've seen that Teske wrestle, you know, and if you look at, say, Midkiff as a nail, then that makes Teske the hammer, because he is a hammer.
Well, he is hammering out some takedown. He's built a 7-1 lead here, a minute 14 to go in the third period. We're going to get to some of our texts. Kevin, Wendy Dyson, listening from East Side, Eastern Avery. Go Bryce Carter. Bryce and Carter, thanks, you guys, for a great job of bringing the coverage. Ed and Cheryl, Rudy for all.
Hey, then I got to give a shout-out to Ed and Cheryl, my father-in-law and mother-in-law,
the
great supporters of wrestling ever since I joined the family, and that's been like 28 years ago.
I'll join in that shout-out. Ed Pancrazio is one of the most crazios I ever met, and I love your father-in-law. Ed Pancrazio rocks.
That's why it's in that name, Crazy. Crazio.
Well, hello,
love him.
Ed and Cheryl. Glad to have you along on this championship Saturday night here. 30 seconds to go in the third period here in class 3A at 113. Brody Teske up Fort Dodge is a machine. 9-1 lead over a midkip of Thomas Jefferson Council Bluff in the final 19 seconds is going to take away here in this 3A action. Let's run back to our 1A mat right in the center of Vets or the once was Vets.
Yeah, well, here in class 1A, Cologne tries to get a turn on Henderson and gets a little too high. And now they're in a scramble situation where Henderson is in position to score. 35 seconds left in the third period. Cologne trying to do everything he can because he trails by one. But Henderson still has the leg, still trying to find a way to come around, maybe get a reversal, and bring home a state title for North Lynn of Troy Mills.
Carter Cox is able to continue for Atlantic, and he's out there competing. He's in the down position against Justin Portillo, trailing 3-0 in the second period. We're still in the second period here in Class 2A at 113. A 3-0 lead for Portillo from Clarion Goldfield Dows against Carter Cox from Atlantic.
Well, Brody Teske has his hand raised, and he is the champion here in Class 3A at 113, a winner 9-2 over Midkiff of Thomas Jefferson Council Bluffs.
And Brock Henderson is getting his hand raised right now as he's the state champion of a 4-3 decision. Over Jeremiah Cologne, so North Lynn, Troy Mills, Brock Henderson, state champion, class 1A, 113 pounds.
We're still in the second period over here in class 2A because of an injury timeout for Carter Cox. And I was able to look on class 1A, the match, and it's awesome the way that the official raises the champion's hand, takes him all the way around the circle, the inside circle of the mat, and the recognition goes all the way around the arena.
Absolutely.
Well, this arena is full. Travis mentioned that earlier, the sound of the ovation.
Well, we'll start the third period here at 113 pounds. Carter Cox will be covered by Justin Portillo from Clarion Goldfield Dows. It is Cox for Atlantic, Portillo for Clarion. Cox is in the down position. They go off the mat, out of bounds, and they get back, get set. Carter Cox from Atlantic tries to stand up, tries to hit a switch off that stand up, but a good job by Portillo. Portillo, a fantastic wrestler, a great wrestling family there, Josh and Justin Portillo. We got a stall call right now. It's going to be called against Portillo, but Portillo puts in a tilt right after he gets the stall call, and he's going to get back points, and the official, I love that they make him wrestle hard, make him wrestle fast. A three-point near fall for Portillo here in the middle of the third period. The score now 6-3, and more back points are going to be awarded on a T-bar tilt here for Justin Portillo against Cox from Atlantic. There's a couple of back points going to be awarded. Right now the score is 6-0. Pinning combination has not been released, but now it is released, and we're going to have another 3 points on that near fall. 9-0 your score. Portillo from Clarion Goldfield is just an absolute great wrestler here in Class 2A at 113 pounds. He's going to cover Carter Cox from Atlantic with 49 seconds left in this match. 9-0 the score. You're listening to live wrestling coverage here on 96.7 That is KIIC and the live stream on KIICradio.com. Understand that we've got people listening in on, I think it's 1490, the jock. Yeah, and we love having everybody listening in, and we got great wrestling action coming to you here from Wells Fargo Arena. This is the 113-pound championship match in Class 2A. Justin Portillo from Clarion on top, 9-0, covering his opponent from Atlantic, Carter Cox. Cox now broken down on his stomach. Does not have an answer for Portillo. We're going to have a champion in 2A at 113 pounds, and it will be Justin Portillo. Congratulations, Clarion. You climb farther up on the team standings with that championship.
And Justin Portillo is a two-time state champion. I think he's wrestled in the state of Iowa for 3 years. They come down their sophomore year. He got second as a sophomore, state champion last year, and he caps the senior year off with another state championship.
And isn't that beautiful, the way the hand of the winning wrestler gets raised, the official inside the circle circles all the way around so that the entire arena is able to recognize the champion at 2A.
Go Big Blue from Devin Tatar, Kendra Gomat, and new text coming in. Go Big Blue, bring home the gold. You guys have done a fantastic job with coverage this week. Nothing compares to it. Then State, Rob Breed checking in. We want to hear from all of you. 641-799-1437. To 120 we go. Brady Kiner, Southeast Warren, is our feature matchup when we come back. High above the mats, high fidelity. You're listening to the championships of the Iowa High School Wrestling Tournament.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Welcome back, everyone. High above the mats, high fidelity, the 2016 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament on the air. Welcome, Jock listeners. Welcome, KIC listeners. Welcome all over the world at KICradio.com and the Thunderbolt app you can download on your iPhone or Android device as we bring you this live wrestling coverage from the Iowa High School Wrestling Tournament. And it is championship time, and we've moved to 120 pounds. Our feature contest here, Brady Kiner of Southeast Warren, number two wrestler, 52 wins, Bryce West of Highland Riverside. He's the number one ranked wrestler at 120, 54 wins. You said this earlier, Joe, 106 wins, no losses.
This is going to be a ton of fun bringing that to you. We got a great 2A match also. Got Braden Curry from Sergeant Bluff Luton against my favorite name for a wrestler, Brock Rathman. I live over there on the north side of Lake Rathman. He's from Center Point, Urbana. He's undefeated. And it's number one versus number two there. And it's a ton of fun bringing it to you here on 96.7 KIIC.
We want to thank all of you as Aiden Reeves is on the screen, the big screen. Aiden Reeves on the 160-pound medal bracket. He's going to work his way up there in the future. He's got a third-place finish for Albie. Go Blue, proud of all of you. Awesome job broadcasting. Thank you from Bill and Chris Knowles checking in. Go Big Blue. Good luck, Bryce, Carter, Blake, Ashley, and Callie Bear. Say hello. Proud to be from Albia. Come home with the wins. Brad, Jenny, and Gray Beckwith. Let's go, Briar from the Cosgroves. We want to hear from you, 641-799-1437. Again, that's 641-799-1437. Brady Kiner of Southeast Warren and Bryce West of Highland Riverside going to go at it right in the middle of this Wells Fargo Arena. And the cheerleaders are getting ready. And let's meet the Southeast Warren cheerleaders.
Freshman Madison Collins.
Junior Cheyenne Kubley.
Freshman Emma Preston.
Freshman Angela Miller.
Thank you.
That is the Southeast Warren cheerleaders. Brady Kiner going to go out of here in just a moment. We've gone through 106 and 113. And really at this point, Kevin Cochran, not a lot of surprises and not necessarily any upsets here. And, you know, when you get to the championships, you're talking about two athletes that have earned it. Maybe not big upsets, but certainly it's went the way that the rankings would say they would go.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, Portillo wins his second state title with Biscoglia was the clear kind of dominant wrestler. Teske, we kind of figured would win. But the whole night's not going to go like that. No. I'm going to guarantee you. There's going to be an upset. Somebody's going to go down. And I just hope it's not 120, 132, 145, nope. or 285.
Well, we are at 120. Brady Kiner, Southeast Warren, junior, 52 wins. A couple of juniors here racking up 106 wins. Bryce West of Highland Riverside. And they're waiting for the camera to come back out of the commercial break. That's one of the things that we'll deal with up here.
And just kind of so you know, what happens like at the semifinals, when your wrestler wins and you advance to the finals, they hand the coach a pink sheet. You never see it, but they'll come up and they'll hand the coach a pink sheet. And then so the coach has to fill that thing out and give it back to him. And that's how they broadcast the TV. That's how they know that much about the kid.
And Kiner has not taken his eyes off of his opponent
no,
yet.
No, he is laser-focused right now. Brady Kiner is laser-focused in 1-8. That's the center mat, and that is the 106 wins that are on the mat. We're going to have 107, and it's going to be 107-1 when Brady Kiner gets off the mat here at 120 pounds. Against Bryce West from Highland Riverside.
Well, Brady Kiner, folks, Southeast Warren, Melcher Dallas, 52 wins, as Joe just said. It's just imagine the heartbreak one of these kids is going to feel here, but the jubilation of the champion. We're underway here. Underhook put in by West of Highland Riverside. These two wrestlers loose and on their feet. Here's a drop-down attempt, and then Kiner follows it, drops to a single leg, tries to elevate a double leg, and then they whiz her out. But hanging on to that left leg is Kiner. This might lead to a stalemate, but Kiner's being patient here, trying to build his way up and work the takedown. Gets the leg elevated to his feet, tries to trip, but jump. Oh, did you see that?
That was a amazing. That was amazing. It was a trip attempt by Kiner, and exactly at the time that Kiner hit the trip, his opponent West jumped.
It was like a jumping rope.
It was like a jump rope. It was awesome. And there's no score off of that.
This match is going to be fun. I can tell it you that is. Already. The first 45 seconds has been electrifying.
Well, Jack Wagner leads 2-0 over Adam Brown. That is your 3A contest. Jack Wagner, Bettendorf on the 3A mat. But right now, our eyes are fixed on Brady Kiner, Southeast Warren, Brian West, Highland Riverside. No score, 1 minute gone by.
We got a couple of good ones here at 120 pounds, too. Mike Millage from Crestwood, 37.5 is a sophomore, going against the Portillo boy, Josh Portillo from Clarion, 43-1, top-ranked a senior.
Over here on 3A, we got Jack Wagner, number one of Bettendorf, undefeated on his senior campaign, going against number two, Adam Brown of Southeast Polk, a junior, 31-5.
Two giants here at 120 in Class 1A, Kiner and West, undefeated, one versus two. And 30 seconds to go in the opening period, and there is no score. And you can hear the oohs and the ahs of this Wells Fargo arena. Here's a throw attempt off the edge of the mat. They go. Well, they'll reset at the center of the circle. Let's recap the 2A and 3A scores.
Great job here by Michael Millage from Crestwood Cresco. Gets around on a duck under. Gets behind Justin Portillo. And the underdog is going to be on top here, 2-0. Going into the final 20 seconds here in the first period in Class 2A.
We have 15 seconds left here on Class 3A, Matt. And Wagner of Bettendorf got the initial takedown. Brown got the escape. We've got 5 seconds left. Wagner's trying to get a takedown here, and he gets a takedown with 2 seconds remaining of the first period and takes a 4-1 lead over Adam Brown.
We're getting to the second period here in Class 1A. No score. And what a first period it was. Both these athletes, Kiner and West, trying to fill each other out. The jump rope that was done by West to avoid that takedown, that was something special.
Good job by Josh Portillo in the closing seconds of the first period. Gets a stand-up escape, narrows that lead to 2-1 in Class 2A at 120 pounds. Michael Millage from Crestwood is on top, 2-1. covering his Clarion opponent, Josh Portillo, to start the second period.
Just underway second period. West to Highland Riverside. He starts the down position. Kiner covers. Kiner breaks him down, trying to put the tilt in, trying to grab underneath, grab that trailing hand, trying to set up the tilt here with a minute 27 to go. Sets off to the right side, trying to break down West. West does get to his feet, gets to the base, tries the Granby roll, and Kiner catches him momentarily, and then West reverses out of that, and West now has Kiner on his back. The count is on.
It was a scramble, and Brady Kiner winds up on the bottom against West from Riverside Highland.
West has that in tight, and he's got a lot of time remaining. Kiner's got to find a way to get that arm through or just maintain that shoulder above the mat.
Well, that is how quickly things can turn on these mats on Championship Saturday. Kiner looked like he was in control in a rollout by West, and now West has Kiner with the two-point takedown and the two-point reversal and back points earned right now, but Kiner is trying to fight off his back, and there
he
is
has
a bridge attempt.
52 wins on this senior camp, junior campaign of his year,
and there
he
is
gets
a pin.
Pinned.
And that
he
is going to be
pinned in the championship.
Brady
Kiner looked like he was on his way to a big move, and a great job there by his Highland Riverside opponent, Bryce West.
And that, folks, is how, really, I say this over and over again, but Kevin Cochran, it just a blink of an eye and one fraction of an inch in the wrong direction for a wrestler, and your fate turns.
We've seen too many of those matches.
Yep.
Over this whole
all
tournament.
Week.
And but that, you know, that's what happens when you're a good wrestler. You make one minor mistake, and bam, you got to capitalize. I just hate to see it. Brady Kiner's had such a great season, undefeated coming in here, and that's. He's a senior,
what?
Right? He's only a junior.
He's a runner-up. He's a runner-up at state in his junior year. And you know what? He got beat in the state finals. I bet that's the only time he's ever been pinned in his life, unless he got pinned by his grandpa when he was four. What a great job. Brady Kiner, Southeast Warren Warhawks.
So much to be proud of.
Congratulations. You are the state runner-up here in the 2016 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. And you heard it live here, folks, on 96.7 KIIC. We're also broadcasting on, I think it's the Jock KXNO.
Yep, KXNO, the Jock is joining us. And let's get to our Southern Iowa Technology text line, and we'll get our scoring updates here, and we want to hear from all of you. All of you listening, all the Southern and Central Iowa, 641-799-1437. Cody Brown is watching on TV with a pitcher here, but always on Thunder Country Radio. Go Bryson Carter. Nice pitcher text there. Let's go Briar Cochran, Southern Iowa Pride. Brian and Chris Bickle listening in. Hey, Coach Bickle, bring it home, Briar. Miss Hunter is cheering for you. Make your mom cry happy tears. The only kind of tears we want moms to cry on Championship Saturday night.
Hey, we got a good one here for you, folks, at Class 2A. It's Millage, and that is not Millage like a Joe Millage. It's M-I-L-L-A-G-E, not E-D-G-E. He's a Crestwood Cresco sophomore. 37 wins coming into this one. He's up against number one ranked Josh Portillo from Clarion Goldfield, and he's got a 4-3 advantage here, and he gets a takedown, and they gave that takedown here to
Portillo, and Portillo's getting back points. He's got
Portillo's getting back points, and now we're going to have a reversal, and I disagree with that takedown.
I don't.
That's a heck of a match. That is a heck of a match.
He had control. He was exposed to the back. He was getting back points. Now, that stall call I disagree with.
6-8 is the score right now. And me and Coach Kevin Cochran are going to disagree a little bit about the scoring. But right now, you got Millage on top, but he trails by the score of 6-8 with 16 seconds left in the match. And it looked like he was going to be in control of this match. But Portillo is on top on the score by 2 points with 16 seconds remaining, but he's on the down position, so it's going to be tough.
Yeah, reversal here if he can get out some way.
Yeah,
he's got to turn him.
Portillo's going to win the match.
Yep. Millage has to turn him.
Yep.
Portillo's going to win the match, and Coach Cochran and I are going to disagree. He agrees with the official that awarded that takedown and back points. I didn't think there was any control achieved because Coach Cochran, he rolled right out of that. and obviously was in control.
But he got a four. He got a four count. He got a four count near fall. So he had him there long enough. And I'm gonna run Terpstra. Yeah, that's. I made a perfect call there. I made the perfect call.
Well, thanks for the live coverage, guys. Southern Iowa appreciates your broadcast. Moravia is proud of all of our Mohawks. Bring home the gold, Briar, Jeremy, and Peyton Rogers, the Cochran clan, checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Good luck, Bryce and Carter. We are proud of all of our Blue Demon wrestlers. Go Big Blue. Mike, Julie, Case, Lane, Caitlin, Szczynski. Hey, on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437.
We still got 3A match here going on. Jack Wagner of Bettendorf leads Adam Brown of Southeast Polk by a score 8-5 in these final 25 seconds. And I don't know if this is a sign of my old age or what, but I've said it all year long. Those singlets of Southeast Polk's are the ugliest things I think I've ever seen.
The things they do in them, though, but pretty.
The kids love them. Yeah. The kids love them.
Well, they
it's like a scotch
it's
tape.
Flat. It's flat.
You know,
ugly.
The very beginning of the roll of scotch tape that you get that's got the checkers on it, that's what those look
they
like.
They should be
it's
penalized.
Like the very beginning of the scotch tape.
They should be penalized 2 points stepping out on the mat in a singlet looking like that.
Well, Jack Wagner of Bettendorf, as time expires in this class 3A-120 contest, Jack Wagner is going to get the win and the win. A decision there, 8-5 of Adam Brown's. We're going to take a timeout, and we're going to come back. You're listening to the Iowa High School Wrestling Tournament, the championships.
Hey, y'all. This is Bobby Hartwig with Purina Animal Nutrition. Now that winter has arrived in full force, it's time to be thinking about what you can do to keep your cows moving forward through the cold season and on into spring. Just because Mother Nature can be unpredictable doesn't mean your nutrition program should be. Purina offers a wide range of high-quality loose minerals as well as superior protein tubs to help your cow herd thrive when forage shortages and bad weather come a-calling. So stop by Fairfield Feed on Highway 1 or Centerville Produce on Highway 5 to get your winter supply of Wind and Rain Mineral and Rangeland Protein Tubs. Or give me a call today at 641-530-9369. That's 641-530-9369 to help make sure your cows stay ahead this winter.
May you always have cows around.
Planting season will be here before you know it. Are you ready? Is your planter? Now is the time to stock up on genuine Kinsey planter parts. Bowser Equipment in Albia has a full lineup of genuine Kinsey parts and accessories for Kinsey row units, no-till and fertilizer attachments, seed meters, and so much more. So why wait? Stock up today on your genuine Kinsey planter parts at Bowser Equipment on Highway 34 West in Albia, your local Kinsey dealer. Call 932-7838 for more information.
Double D Repair, southeast of Albia, is an ag and construction equipment repair shop. Bring it to us or we'll come to you. Double D has on-site repair. Call 641-777-6754 for line boring, bore welding, and repairs for dozers, excavators, tractors, combines, and all of your large and small equipment repairs. Call Double D Repair, 641-777-6754. I am Dustin Dowdy. I am Double D Repair.
Back, everyone. The 2016 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament, high above the mats in high fidelity. Welcome aboard KXLQ, the Jock, and our KIC 96.7 listeners, and of course, those of you just passing through this the airwaves, and you're looking for us, you can find all the state wrestling tournament right here on your sports leader, KIC, and the Jock. We want to hear from you on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. Go Big Blue. Good luck to Peanut and Carter, the Anderson, Lily, Hannah, Teresa, and Bill checking in. Jim and Charlie's is listening. Ready to hear some Blue Demon victory. Well, Blue Demons are coming up at 145. Bryce Leshen followed up Carter Isley at 285. But Briar Cochran, Mohawk fans, get ready. And 132 is just a nod away. And then Axmere of English Valley, North English, is going to come up and fight for a championship in 1A at 152. So, folks, we got a full night of wrestling here. Champions are being born.
This is a great venue for the 2016 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. Tonight, we're going to crown champions all 14 weights. We've moved through up to this 120-pound weight class, and my favorite wrestler, I think, as far as a name goes, is going to be Class 2A, 126-pounder, Brock Rathman. It's spelled just like our lake back home, folks. Brock Rathman is from Center Point, Urbana. He's a senior. He's 47-0 on his senior campaign. He's got Braden Curry from Sergeant Bluff Luton clear over on the other side of the state. And it's going to be a ton of fun bringing you Rathman. And I'm going to talk about Lake Rathman. I'm not going to call him Brock Rathman. I'm going to call him Lake Rathman when we call his 126-pound match.
Well, here's what I'm going to tell you about Brock Rathman. If Brock Rathman wins tonight, he's going to be a three-time state champion, a four-time finalist, as he got a runner-up his freshman year. He was basically one match possibly being away from a four-time state champion.
Well, let's take a look at that Southern Iowa Technology text line. Go Breyer, we are cheering for you. The Vandermark family checking in, along with good luck to Carter, Bryce, Breyer from Dylan Pigsley. Rivalry only goes so far. Well, Dylan Pigsley from Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, a tremendous wrestler down there for them. Kenny and Scarlett, Princess Kay, and my beautiful wife. They're traveling on 34 in Southern Iowa, listening in. Glad to have all of you along. Let's set up our matches here in Class 2A, 1A, and 3A.
Now, I understand real quick on the rivalries and all that, but I agree. Man, right now you cheer for everybody in Southern Iowa. I don't care if they're your rival, whatever. You're cheering for them. You're rooting for them. Bring home the best you can bring.
Well, we have some darn good wrestling going on right here in Southern Iowa and Central Iowa. Good luck to the Blue Demon wrestlers. From Kyle, Chelsea, Mark, and Bo.
Well, here's probably the premier match of the night at this weight class in Class 1A. Alex Thompson of Underwood, who I've got to give a shout-out to Joe Stevens, the coach, a previous Centerville wrestler in his corner. And Alex Thompson's vying for his second state title on his way to be a four-time undefeated state champion. And he's going against Drew West, the West brother of Bryce West that just won a state title at the previous weight class. And he is undefeated on the season, too. So 101 wins between these two wrestlers, and somebody's going to go in defeat, just like it was at 120 pounds.
And this is a little bit awkward right now because they're waiting for the TV to let the wrestlers start.
And they're itching. I mean, look at them down here on
they
the spot,
are
number one.
Eyeball to eyeball, staring each other down, waiting for the official to tell them to shake hands and start grappling.
Well, gentlemen, over here on Class 3A, Nathan Lint of Southeast Polk, a sophomore, 34 wins on his sophomore campaign, only 7 losses, taking on Tristan Lara of Fort Dodge.
And we are 40 underway.
And we are underway here at 126 pounds.
Hey, crazy quick takedown here. Crazy quick takedown here at 126 pounds. It's Brady Curry from Sergeant Bluff gets the takedown over Lake Rathman. Lake Rathman now gets the escape, and Lake Rathman trails 2-1.
Been lots of action here on Class 1A between these two undefeated wrestlers, and nobody's been able to score. Both have been on some shots and unable to capitalize. But, Thompson, almost tosses him to his back, stays in on a single leg. Is he going to get this takedown here? He's got it deep, gets the takedown, almost has him on his back. He scrambles, comes back up, and actually gets away. So Thompson of Underwood leads by a score of 2-1.
40 seconds into this Class 3A match here at 126 pounds. No score, Lint, Southeast Polk, Lara, Fort Dodge, no score here as we approach the minute mark of this first period.
Underhook being applied here right now by Lake Rathman from Center Point, Urbana, against Curry from Sergeant Bluff, Luton. They go off the mat, out of bounds. It was an early takedown by Curry from Sergeant Bluff. He leads Lake Rathman by the score at 2-1.
Urbana in the yellow singlet.
If you're listening at home at the 3A mat, the bottom left-hand screen, the yellow and black checkered singlet belongs to Lint of Southeast Polk. He's taking on Tristan Lara. No score here, 30 seconds to go in the opening period.
We just had a great scramble between Thompson and West. Thompson was almost going to score and put him on his back. West rolls through it, comes up. He's almost in position to score. They go out of bounds. They come back to the center. We're still at a 2-1 lead for Thompson. Hits a nice duck under, gets back on the legs. Going to get the two as they go out of bounds. He's going to lead 4-1 with 20 seconds left here in the first period.
Lint over here trying to get the takedown right at the edge of the mat, and they're going to say they stepped off. That was so close as Lent tried to get the first points of this 3A contest, and they're going to have to reset with 5 seconds to go in this opening period of action here in Class 3A.
Class 2A, if you're watching on TV, Braden Curry from Sergeant Bluff, Luton, has got the orange and tan colors. He's going up against Lake Rathbun from Center Point Urbana, and Lake Rathbun gets the takedown at the end of the first period to get a 3-2 lead. Rathbun in the yellow singlet on top, 3-2 at Class 2A, 126 pounds.
Over here in the 3A, Matt Lara starts the second period in the down position. He's covered by Southeast Polk's Lent. A stand up here, and Lent brings Lara right back down to the mat. Lara gets to his feet, trying to get the escape off the edge of the mat. We'll reset, 142 to go here in Class 3A, no score.
Thompson's been dominant here on his feet against West. They've got into some great scramble situations. He leads 6-2, and it's his choice. He goes underneath and trying to get an escape here, and he does, and extends his lead 7-2 with a minute 50 remaining in the second period.
126 pounds, Class 2A. Lake Rathbun with the 3-2 lead is on the bottom. He's covered by Braden Curry from Sergeant Bluff Luton. It's Lake Rathbun in the yellow singlet with a 3-2 lead, but he's on the bottom. He's being covered by his Sergeant Bluff Luton opponent, Braden Curry. 1 minute left here in the second period.
Lara with the reversal on Lent, and Lara's going to take a 2-0 lead here. Lara started the second period in the down position. Got the sit-out switch, gets the reversal, now leads 2-0, 1:20 to go here in Class 3A in the second period.
Yes, Thompson is dominating on his feet, gets in on some nice takedowns, nice single legs, doesn't get in a hurry, keeps everything tight, keeps lots of pressure on, gets another takedown here. Joe Stevens sitting there trying to yell at him here, but he's in complete control as he leads 9-2 over West.
Lake Rathbun gets a nice job on a reversal. He had a sit out, got his opponent Curry from Sergeant Buff Luton a little bit out of position, and with 37 seconds left in the second period, it is Lake Rathbun on top by the score of 5-2. Lake Rathbun, your very own Center Point Urbana wrestler Brock, aka Lake Rathbun, with a 3-point advantage, 20 seconds left in the second period.
40 seconds counting here, second period, 126, Class 3A. Lent gets the escape. He trails Lara of Fort Dodge, 2-1 here, right at the edge of the mat. 30 seconds and counting. Both these wrestlers going at each other. Here's a shot in there by Lent. Lent will lose that shot. They'll go off the edge of the mat, and we will reset. 24 seconds to go here, second period, 2-1. It is Lara Fort Dodge out in front of Lent, Southeast Polk.
Hey, as I was coming up here, I was following some Underwood people coming up, and this little kid's got this shirt on. It says, Thompson Knows Wrestling. And after I've been watching it, man, I can't agree more. He definitely knows takedowns. He's taken down West again to extend his lead 11-3, and he's taken him down five times. Let's West does get the escape on a scramble situation as they go out of bounds. They come back to the center. But West has got to be thinking, how am I going to take this kid down?
At 126 pounds, Class 2A, Curry takes neutral to start the third period. And it's a third period action. The wrestlers are on their feet. And a nice snap down, a head snap, just a good shuck. And it'll be a 2-point takedown for Lake, a.k.a. Brock Rathbun. At 126 pounds, Class 2A, his lead now is 7-2, going on his way to be a three-time state champ.
We have got a dandy here in Class 3A. It is Lara of Fort Dodge on front, 2-1 over Lent. Lent, a Southeast Polk, a sophomore, 34 wins on the season. He starts this third period in the down position. They go off the edge of mat, reset here. 1:43 to go, third period, 2-1 score here. Here is a breakdown by Lara. Lent does get to his feet, tries to get stand up. He's going to get the escape. We're tied at two here. 1:30 to go here in this third and final period in Class 3A.
Thompson still leads by a score 11-5, just starting the third period, and they go on their feet neutral. Thompson has dominated on his feet, and West has to find a way to take Thompson down if he wants any shot at trying to bring home state title to compliment his brother.
Here at 2A, we've got a 7-3 contest with 25 seconds to go. The Center Point Urbana wrestler, Lake Rathbun. Lake, also known as Brock Rathbun, trying to punch his ticket to be a three-time state champion. He's on his feet with 20 seconds to go and a 4-point advantage.
Lance of Southeast Polk with an ankle pick there, and he's trying to get the takedown of Lara, and Lara baits him up, and he has Lint in the cradle. What a move there by Tristan Lara of Fort Dodge, and Lint is in trouble. That was going to be a takedown by Lara, which looked like a takedown for Lint, and Lara set him up the bait and hook, and Lara with the five-point move has a 7-2 lead here, final 30 seconds, third period.
That was a slick move. After the 2A mats went kind of dormant there, I was able to scan across and look at the other two mats, and Jason Summers, that was a perfect call there. That was awesome.
Well, he set him up. It was just an absolute setup, and there's the escape there by Lint.
It's one of those moves where you do. You let your well, I don't know if you let him, but your opponent gets in. You throw a nice whizzer in, and if he keeps that leg close enough, you just kind of sit back. You come underneath his knee, and you can dump because you got control of the hand. You got control of the knee. It's not a cradle. We just call it a dump, and puts him right on his butt. And a lot of times you get back points out of that, and that's what happened here.
Here's a throw attempt by Lint, and that is going to be it. Lint will be taken down. And your final, 9-3 here in Class 3A, Tristan Lara of Fort Dodge is your champion.
We're also final in Class 2A, and it was Brock Rathman, also known as Lake Rathman, at 126 pounds, the champion, 7-3 over Curry from Sergeant Bluff Luton. And we've got an injury timeout here at 126 pounds. 51 seconds remain in Class 1A. And Coach Cochran, I know you've been watching that match. What do we got going on there?
Well, I'm not sure what happened to West there. I don't know if he got his pride hurt or what. He's been taken down because Thompson has had a takedown clinic on him, and they've been good, solid, quality takedowns. A lot of times against any other opponent, West is going to come out on top of that situation.
He trails 15-7.
15-7, and Thompson is nails on top or on his feet. They come back to the center, 36 seconds left here, and I guarantee you Thompson's not going to let up at all. He's going to try to get another takedown here to extend that lead. Gets a little hip toss there as they go out of bounds. Coming back to the center. And that's what West is going to have to try to do. If he wants to try to get a state title here, he's going to have to throw Thompson to his back, which I'm guessing has not been done all season.
I would say that may have not been done since his dad did it to him when he was four.
Exactly. But Thompson did get nailed for stalling there as he was backing, and he played it smart. He got right in on a single leg and is in position here again to get another takedown. Only he's come up, he's hooked the leg, he's got to find a way to get his head out and come up over the body and cover it, and he'll get the two.
Drew
but he's
West.
Probably looking over the clock, watching the countdown. 3-2-1. He already fist pumped to Coach Stevens, knew he had it. A two-time state champion. You're looking at another four-time state champion and possibly undefeated state champion. Right there in Alex
he
Thompson
is
of
a
Underwood.
Special, special kind of wrestler, and just fun to watch.
So congratulations to Joe Stevens over there, his coach. He's got to be proud of that young man.
Well, good luck, Moravia, and our Blue Demons, the Bradleys in Georgetown, checking in. Bring the heat, Bryce and Carter. Bring home the gold from Gary Albertson, Brian Lindberg, Francis Bricker, John Patrick, Nolan Johnson, class of 76 wrestlers. We are going to take a timeout. Come back here. Moravia, are you ready? Well, your Mohawk, Breyer, the man on the mission, Cochran, on deck when we come back. High above the mats and high fidelity, you're listening to the championships of the Iowa High School Wrestling Tournament.
Hi, I'm Steve Bunch, General Manager of Pete Harkness Auto Group in Centerville. Whether you are planning on buying or leasing your next vehicle, you'll get the right information, make a clear choice, and get the best satisfaction from the staff at Pete Harkness Auto Group. Doug and Crystal Woofer made a decision to buy and lease from Pete Harkness Auto Group.
Buying a vehicle is a very big investment, and I'm extremely picky customer. I believe that Steve Bunch and Pete Harkness down in Centerville put up with a lot of my high expectations, which a lot of other dealerships probably would not put up with. I think going in there is a friendly atmosphere. People are happy and excited. I got help from Mike. He actually took me out on test drives, and my overall experience buying from Pete Harkness has been outstanding.
We know how much your car means to you, and we plan to make your car buying experience one you'll want to talk about. Check out our entire inventory at PeteHarkness.com. Pete Harkness Auto Group in Centerville, better value, better quality, better service, and we're just a smile away.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Benton Place offers independent senior living without the worries of mowing the grass, shoveling the snow, or repairing that leaky faucet. We have a caring environment with regular activities and friendly people. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
The local merchants in our area hometowns and communities take pride in what they do. They're here for you. Be here for them. Shop and invest locally. It helps the local economy. Build a better future for us all.
Building for the future. All together, side by side. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
People's State Bank, member FDIC. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
If a new building has been on your mind, it's time to call Morton Buildings. Now, through the end of February, take advantage of discount pricing during our Building Value Day sales event. From garages and hobby shops to machine storage and commercial facilities, Morton constructs quality buildings for a variety of uses that meet your needs and style. Additionally, Morton is now offering its exclusive concrete columns as standard on all buildings, removing the wood out of the ground. To learn more, stop in your local construction center in Sheraton or Fairfield, or give us a call at 800-447-7436.
Welcome back, everyone. High above the mats, high fidelity. Welcoming all of our jock listeners and those listening all over Southern Iowa, 96.7. We are bringing the Iowa High School 2016 State Championships. We're here at 126 pounds in our featured matchup. The one we've been waiting for, the man on the mission. Moravia, are you ready? Your very own Briar Cochran going to come out here and take on Chase McLaughlin of Lisbon, a junior.
It's a 132-pound showdown here at the Big Show, the 2016 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships at Wells Fargo Arena. Briar Cochran, 132-pounder for the Moravia Mohawks. And Kevin Cochran going to bring us all this live action here. Kevin, you call this match for us and give it to us like a professional, not like some fanatic that's a wrestling lunatic that wants everything to go great every time.
Well, I'm going to do the best I can here. I'll try to do a pull around Terpstra and be perfect, but, you know, we'll see what we can do here.
Hey,
I'm going to call it Briar Cochran comes out on top.
I'm going to be nuts for Briar Cochran right now, folks. I will be the first to admit it. I got passion for what our Southern Iowa wrestlers do. I got passion for the sport of wrestling, and Briar Cochran, 132-pounder for the Moravia Mohawks. First time that you've had a Moravia Mohawk in the championships at the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships since his dad.
25 years ago.
So if you can't get fired up about that, you don't have a pulse.
And again, here's the other ironic thing with that. When Jamie was in the finals 25 years ago, he was going against one of the light boys from Lisbon. And Briar is going against Chase McLaughlin of Lisbon.
Yeah, the storylines are just tremendous. Briar's already made school history. Four trips here to Wells Fargo Arena. That is a Mohawk first, and it's a proud moment. I know the AD and the assistant coach, also known as Daddy, is sitting there in the corner along with Coach Denny Whitlow. And I imagine I look over and I see Jamie down there, Jamie Cochran, the AD, the assistant coach, and the father of Briar Cochran, and looking at his watch. He's got the nerves. And
we will have a couple other matches to bring you, and we will bring them to you here on 96.7 at 132 pounds. Class 2A will be Keaton Gertz from New Hampton, 49-1, against number 2, Bryce Everson from Comanche, 48-2, a senior.
Proud of the Blue Demons. You four do an awesome job announcing. Ed and Cheryl Szczynski checking on Southern Iowa Technology text line. We want to hear from all of you at 641-799-1437. And here is the Moravia cheerleaders.
Matthews, freshman Erica Miller, freshman Ashlyn Williams,
sophomore Alexis Gano,
freshman Mercedes Grubb.
That's our vote.
And that is a takedown by Briar Cochran.
It's a takedown and it's a three-point near fall. He got him immediately and stayed in on that tilt. He's got a mission. He's a man on a mission here.
Briar Cochran.
Back in
He's
on another.
He's got the blue singlet on, and he takes down with an ankle pick and gets behind and controls. It's a 7-1 lead.
With 30 seconds into the match, a 7-1 lead cuts him again, and Briar nailed it. He's a man on a mission here. Leads 7-2 with a minute 15 remaining.
132 pounder for Moravia. Briar Cochran, 51-1 on his season, on his feet against Chase McLaughlin from Lisbon. A big lead, 7-2. He had a 5-point move there at the very beginning
of
the match.
Another low pick, ankle pick for Briar, and gets the takedown to extend that lead, 9-2. Lifts him up, tries to take him back to the mat, just cut him. We still got 50 seconds to go here. Breyer's looking to get another one.
It's like a takedown clinic here, folks, at Wells Fargo Arena. Briar Cochran from Moravia, cousin of our very own Kevin Cochran, in control of this match, 9-3 here. We also have scoreless tie over here in class. 2A, 132 pounds.
So if you're watching on TV and trying to listen into us, Briar Cochran's got that big band, that big wrap on his leg there. And we asked him earlier in the tournament what he is wearing that for. Is there something on there? And his response was, it just makes me look cool.
It's a leg sleeve. It makes me look cool.
Well, I want to thank Jason Williams coming up here. Jason's brought some books to give away to the Albie wrestler. We'll talk about that later, but he brought us some water. Thank you, Jason Williams, and appreciate it. Big Blue Demon fan. And
8 seconds left here. First period action, 9-3. The lead for Briar Cochran for Moravia. Championship action. Cochran will go to the second period with a big 6-point lead.
Yeah, but here's what we can't. We can't just go in the coast mode. He's got to keep putting the pressure on. He's got to keep being a hammer.
He talked about that. That's one of the things we talked about in our post-match interview, that he had to bring the tempo. And this morning, that's one of the things he said also at the coach's corner. I'm going to bring the offense. He says, you get in these places and you start to think defensively. He said, I'm going to bring the offense, and that's what he's done.
And that's the mentality you got to have. Here's my theory. You got 4 minutes left of wrestling. Just give everything you got. You got the whole night to rest.
Escape here for his opponent makes the score 9-4. Coach Danny Whitlow in an ill-fitting suit looked to me like he would be more comfortable slopping hogs back in Appanoose County, but he's watching Briar Cochran with a 5-point lead and a minute and a half to go, battling his way through this Class 1A 132-pound championship match.
Briar is on the attack here, 1:26 to go, second period. He takes the shot down at the ankles. Off the edge of the mat we go, and I like the fact he continues to bring the shots, 1:22 left in the second period, 132-pound Briar Cochran. Mohawk fans, I know you can probably cut your nerves with a knife. They are intense, as this auditorium is. 1:13 and counting, 9-4 lead here, Briar Cochran of Moravia.
Briar's got control of the elbow, trying to make something happen here. McLaughlin not doing a whole lot, had a half attempt there. But Briar's got to stay on the offense and get another takedown here. We got 1 minute remaining here in the second period. Cochran leads by 5, by a score of 9-5.
Just absolutely love the way he's come out here. But here's a shot in there by his opponent, McLaughlin. McLaughlin on a single leg, trying to get to the double leg. Right at the edge of the mat, 44 seconds to go in the second period. Great wizard put in here by Cochran. Now a tripped attempt. Cochran doing a good job of fighting off this shot in here by McLaughlin. McLaughlin right at the edge of the mat. Briar just trying to get off the mat.
But he hits it. He comes back with a little ankle pick and tries to take him down himself. Now McLaughlin's got to lift it up. They go out of McLaughlin steps out of bounds. They call
That's
it.
A win, though. He it's did not win. Give up the takedown there. 9-4 lead here. 26 seconds to go. Second period and a blood timeout.
Breaking the action. We'll bring you the Class 2A results here right now. We've got a minute and 36 seconds left, and it is going to be Keaton Geertz from New Hampton. He's still on top of Bryce Everson from Comanche, and Geertz is going to try to work a couple of back points here. If you're watching on TV, the New Hampton wrestler has got that slicky-looking silvery singlet on, and it is the Comanche wrestler with the white and blue singlet.
And over here in Class 3A, real quick, Grant Stotts of West Des Moines Valley leads his opponent, Austin Yant of Waverly Shellrock. Waverly Shellrock's in the black singlet by a score of 3-1. But we're going to bring it back over here to Briar Cochran, who leads 9-4, 7 seconds left in the second period. As for the last, basically almost this entire period, not a lot of action. I mean, there's lots of action, just no scoring going on.
Well, he's got to continue, as he said earlier, and we talked about, now you don't want to take your foot off the gas. You'll get to a point in the match where that will be the case, but it is not right now. Cochran will start in the down position. Tries to stand it up right away.
And that's what I like to see. I like to see that quick first move. And he's got to find a way. And he comes up to his feet.
Oh, it's going to be a reversal.
He does the switch.
Reversal.
He hits a standing switch.
He gets two instead of one, and he's ahead by seven. Oh. Briar Cochran making it happen for the Mohawks. He cuts it. Now it's 11-5.
1:40 to go here, third period. The man on the mission, Briar Cochran. And you just go back a year ago and the way he left this this facility, and he had one thing in mind, folks, and it was a Saturday night and a championship.
He's 1 minute and 28 seconds away from a state championship for the Moravia Mohawk problem.
First one in history.
Making. Yep.
First one in history.
His dad in the corner, Jamie Cochran, the only other state championship finalist. And right now, Cochran is taken down by McLaughlin.
A double leg there by McLaughlin. He gets control.
Narrows the gap by a score of 11-7.
Yep.
Still 1 minute remains.
He's going to get cut here. And they're going to go off the edge of the mat. And they did give the escape to Cochran. 12-7 here. One minute to go.
Exactly 1 minute.
We can't let up here, Briar. You got to keep going. You got to keep forcing the pressure here. McLaughlin's the one that has to score. 5-point lead, 12-7.
Great hand control by the Moravia Mohawk. Briar Cochran at the edge of the mat.
He's got two stall calls to give here, folks. He can give those away, but here's a deep single leg in there by McLaughlin. Elevates right at the edge of the mat. He's going to get the takedown, 37 seconds, and they're going to go off the edge of the mat.
So here's what I'm talking about. I mean, yep. I'd be okay with Briar just getting in on a shot and,
yep.
and hang there. Hang
yep.
there.
Yeah,
he's ahead
by
way
some stalemate.
He's ahead by four with 30 seconds to go.
Square,
he does
square.
Make a shot, and he gets taken down. He gets taken down.
Cochran's
now it's 13-11.
14 should be 14-11. We got 25 seconds left.
Briar.
Wow. Cochran. 25 points scored here.
Come on,
in this
Briar.
132-pound match. Briar now with the front headlock, and he can eat some time with
15
this front
seconds.
Headlock.
15 seconds and counting. Come on, Moravia Mohawk fans. Briar Cochran trying
he's
to get the win.
He's warned for stalling here with 10 seconds to
so
go.
The next one is a point. So Briar with 7 seconds are going to go off the edge of the mat, and no points awarded. His toes drag out. McLaughlin with 6 seconds is going to come out here and circle around with Briar Cochran. 14-11. Cochran
he can
backs
run.
Up. He has time to run. 3-2-1. He's got his hands on his
state
face.
State champion.
You can see the emotion. The emotion.
He's a state champion.
And how about the hug? The hug between these two wrestlers showing great sportsmanship. And he points to his fans up at 320 right above us. His dad in the corner, Jamie Cochran, doing the dance and jumping up and down. Coach Denny Whitlow, the emotion that goes through all that has went through this young man's mind. The journey he's been on, and he has been a man on the mission. And Kevin Cochran, buddy, you couldn't be any prouder to be an uncle, and I can see the goosebumps pumping out of your chest.
No, I'm proud for everybody. That's the first time Coach Whitlow's got to sit in that corner, and he can't be more proud. You know, that's Denny's cousin as well. You know, we talked about my family tree earlier.
And the jump to Dad's arms.
But you got to be happy for his mom, Jamie Cochran, up there, his dad, Ted Cochran, his grandpa, Ted Cochran, grandma, Carla. I'm happy for all of them. Happy for the entire town of Moravia. What an accomplishment by Briar Cochran.
The tears home the state of joy that are flowing from Jamie Cochran's eyes right now.
Former Centerville Place winner Dave Elliott texted in. Big fan of Briar Cochran and the Moravia Mohawks. And what a great job, Briar Cochran. State champion. Woo!
132 pounds. History has been made, and he continues to point to his fans up here in section 320. Briar Cochran makes history for Moravia.
Hey, we still got a 132-pound match going on here in Class 2A. It's Keaton Geertz from New Hampton with a 2-0 lead. He's over Bryce Everson from Comanche. Wrestlers are on their feet right now in the third period. We got 20 seconds left in that one, and we're going to determine the Class 2A champion here in the next 17 seconds as Everson from Comanche with the white and blue singlet is going up against his New Hampton opponent in that silky cream-colored singlet here on the Class 2A championship.
Well, if you're watching at home,
down here, guys,
you're going to have, let's go run down to Joe Millage. Millage, I'm hoping you've caught up with the state champion, Briar Cochran.
Yeah, Jason, I'm down here, Briar Cochran, 1A state champion. Briar, first of all, congratulations. What a great win. What a great way to come out here tonight, get a state championship, but not only for you, but the rest of the Mohawk Nation, everybody who's been waiting for this. Talk us through that match.
I knew I had to come out and get them early.
Well, you came out right off the offense, right on the bat, got takedowns. You put on a takedown clinic in that first period, gained a bunch of points, and then come back, you know, and just the way that you held on and the way that you wrestled that match, you wrestled to win a state championship.
Yeah, I wrestled smart, but I don't think I wrestled as offensive as I wanted to. I mean, I think I ended up winning by 3 points, but honestly, you know, I was up by six going into the third period. I should have doubled that. Should have won the match by 12, but, you know, you gotta make sure you get the W.
Well, the hugs that you and your dad, Jamie Cochran, shared. Jamie, your dad was here 25 years ago in the state championships, in the finals. How does that make you feel, and how emotional is that right now?
It's like, it's indescribable, honestly. We've been dreaming about this. I've dreamed about this all the time, you know. And he wanted it for me more than anyone else, and it's just it's the greatest thing in the world.
Well, congratulations to you, Briar Cochran. You're 1A state champion.
All right, congratulations, Briar Cochran, and all of Moravia, and those Mohawk fans who have been listening all week.
Right here.
All right, let's run down to Joe Millage on the wireless mic, courtesy of Tharp Funeral Home.
And we got Jamie here, boy. What a hug. Is that the biggest hug you've ever received from your son, and the longest you've ever received from your son?
Yeah, that was a pretty emotional one. That was, you know, you vision that stuff, and you never know. And when that happened, I don't know. I'm kind of a loss of words right now, guys, so I don't know how good I'm going to be at this right now. So.
That's all right. What'd you tell him before he went out? What were your last words to Briar?
Getting there in the tunnel, I just told him, I said, I don't have nothing to tell you. I said, I can't even remember my finals match 25 years ago. So I said, you just go out there, you do what you do. I kind of stayed out of his way the whole time. I let him focus. I let him do everything that he wanted to do. And when he just went out there, I said, hey, this is your last hurrah. This is your last one. Lay it out there on the line.
25 points scored in that match.
Yeah, you know, he came out really, really strong, putting some points on the board, and then I don't know if the nerves and the adrenaline and everything of this event kind of got to him there in the late in the third, but and I think at that time he was just kind of being conservative in regards to let's not give up any big points. So a lot of points scored there. Yeah.
Do anything wrong, it didn't seem like, in his match.
No, we went out there, and I just told him, I said, he's a big, long, lanky kind of guy like Briar. I said, we're going to have to control wrists and elbows. We knew that he had a slide-by, stuff like that. I said, we're going to have to control his elbows, pull him in, watch our pressure. We watched kind of his earlier matches and noticed that his footwork would be beneficial for Briar's ankle pick. So it worked out good.
Travis?
Yeah, you know, the Briar's whole season was revolved around a man on a mission. When did that start, Jamie?
I don't know for sure. I just know after last year's mishap up here, he was pretty tore up for about a week, and we didn't know what to do with it. I'm not for sure when the whole man on the mission thing kind of came in, but that's something that he kind of put together himself. And I know after last year's, you know, loss, he took that loss, that picture that was in the Des Moines Register, and that's been his screensaver on his phone for a year, and I just think that was a constant reminder of what he needed to do. I know he took a break there for a while, and I think it's kind of came back kind of fresh.
Well, you know, we seen him here this year, and all season long, he was a man on a mission, and congratulations to you and your son, Briar Cochran, 1A state champion.
Thank you. Big shout out to my family.
Up in 320.
And everybody. So,
up
there, yes,
up you can hear him up in 320.
Thank you guys all. You can, and Moravia, guys. Yeah. Good job.
You can hear him from 320. You can hear him from Monroe County and Appanoose County. Great fan support.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Jamie Cochran, back up to you guys in the booth.
Great job out of TZ Travis Zapital. Joe Millie's down there on the wireless mics, courtesy of Tharp Funeral Home. We want to thank all of our great sponsors for making these broadcasts possible. All 4 days of the Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament, and you've had them all right here on your Sports Leader KIC, and of course we want to welcome in our listeners on the jock, and want to thank Homestead Assist Living of Albion, Monroe County Hospital, Senate Funeral Home, S&S Construction, and TNT Spray Foam, along with our friends at the Goff and Nash Napa Know-How Store in Albion. Folks, we're in a timeout. We're going to come right back, get back to wrestling as we move to 138 pounds.
I am a diamond in the rough. And one day I'm gonna shine. Just so-
Sinnott Funeral Home is here to support your family at their time of need, just like the teamwork of the Albia Blue Demons, supporting each other on and off the mats. Sinnott Funeral Home is proud of the accomplishments of all athletes. Never let it rest till our good is better and our better is best. From Sinnott Funeral Home.
Do you remember the old-time hardware stores? They had just about everything you could possibly want, and they could get what they didn't have without it being a big hassle. Do you wish you could find that store today? That store is in Albia at Golf and Nash Napa Store. They have just about everything you could need or want, and if not, they usually can get it for you. They also repair and make hydraulic hoses. That's your Albia Napa Store, Golf and Nash, Napa know-how. A proud sponsor of Albia Athletics.
Do I really need to call before I dig? Do I need an expert to install a generator?
More than 4,000 people are injured or killed in electrical accidents every year. Most accidents are avoidable. Before digging in your yard or installing a generator, keep safety in mind. Know where your power lines run. Be aware of electrical hazards, because what you don't know might shock you.
Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
High up on the mats, high fidelity. As we move to this 138-pound lineup here, 1A, 2A, and 3A, all your coverage here. Glad to have all of you listening in, including our listeners on the jock. Right now, let's take a sneak peek at what's on the mat here in Class 1A.
Class 1A is Jacob Krako of Iowa Valley, a junior, 52-4 on the year, going against number one ranked Nick Williams of Lisbon, 28-1 his senior campaign.
We got a Class 2A matchup that is going to be a barn burner for you here, folks. It's going to be Wyatt Thompson from Creston against Ryan Leisure from Clear Lake. And if you're watching on TV, there is no way of telling who's who other than by their leg bands.
Now, Thompson's got the Panther on the back of his singlet.
Yeah, but they got the exact same singlet on. Look at their leg bands, and it's going to be the red leg band by
Thompson,
and it'll be Leisure with a red leg band. The golden shoes
might be a giveaway. That's the only thing separating
us. Oh, yeah,
we got
gold shoes. We got gold shoes, yeah.
Well, over here in Class 3A, it is Nelson Brands. That's a familiar name for wrestling fans. Yes, that is. That's one of the Brands boys.
And we've watched him this whole tournament. He's exciting to watch.
Is. Smart kid, and he's from Iowa City West, a sophomore, 53-3. Clint Limbeck of Cedar Rapids Xavier, a senior, 41-2, and we've got a 2-1 lead here for Limbeck, a takedown, and then the escape by Brands here, 9 seconds to go as we take away the final seconds of this first period here in Class 3A.
Well, here Nick Williams of Lisbon leads Krako by a score of 4-0, got a takedown, got a 2-point near fall, and leads 4-0 with 25 seconds here left in the first.
Ryan Leisure for Clear Lake is on his feet against his Creston Orient Maxburg opponent, Wyatt Thompson. Usually we're used to seeing those Creston guys in a bright red singlet, but Thompson with the opaque singlet right now goes to the second period. We are scoreless at 138 in Class 2A. Zip, zip here. Leisure from Clear Lake, Thompson from Creston.
Here on the 3A mat, Nelson Brands is trailing Clint Limbeck 2-1 here as we begin the second period of action. And it is Limbeck riding Brands here to begin this second period. Brands starts in the down position, being ridden right at the edge of the mat. 20 seconds gone by. Here's a tilt back, and nearly some back points earned there by Limbeck. But Brands does a good job rolling out. 30 seconds gone by here, second period, Class 3A.
I think I remember Limbeck last year. Did he make the final as well?
That is a good, fine
wrestler there in Class 3A.
41-2 is Limbeck. Cedar Rapids Xavier. And Brands of Iowa City West, and here is the escape by Brands. We're tied at 2 here in Class 3, 1:20 to go in the second period.
Limbeck got third last year, and he got fourth the previous year. We're starting the second period here in Class 1A. Williams still leads by a score of 4-0, and here's kind of an interesting story. Me and Joe's talked to quite a few people throughout this tournament. We ran into some Lisbon people, and this is almost a story you really don't like to hear. The gentleman was telling me, he said, this Williams here, who's talented as all get out, and he said he's probably going to win state, and right now it's looking like he's going to, said he hates wrestling. He's wrestling here because his dad wants him to wrestle. Now, I can be the true test of that right now. I coached wrestling for 17 years, and I give it up to watch my son play basketball because that's what my son wants to do.
Yeah, that's tough. But, man, he must have enough passion to be able to figure all the tools out and make it happen.
Yep. Class 2A, we got Ryan Leisure from Clear Lake with a 1-0 advantage here in the second period. He started on the bottom. He got his escape, and it's 1-0 counting down through the final minute here at 138 pounds in Class 2A. Leisure from Clear Lake on top.
We got a blood timeout here on Class 3A, Matt. 2-2 score, 55 seconds ago, second period. Good luck, Albia. The Wilfons and Rebecca checking on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. We want to hear from all of you. You can send a text to 641-799-1437, and we will get that on the air.
Also got Jim and Linda Zacher listening in on the live stream on KIICradio.com in Cedar Rapids.
Well, we're going to have a reversal here, a takedown. I apologize. Nelson Brands gets the takedown and now has a 4-2 lead here, 30 seconds to go in the second period here in Class 3A.
Williams gets the escape, extends his lead 5-0. We got 1 minute and 5 seconds remaining in the second. His opponent in on a shot as they're going to go out of bounds, and they're going to come back to the center and restart.
We're off the mat, out of bounds here in Class 2A with 4 seconds remaining in the second period. It's a 1-0 advantage for Ryan Leisure from Clear Lake as we progress through the final seconds here in the second period in Class 2A.
We're going to have an escape given right at the edge of the mat here by Limbeck's going to get the escape. Brands now leads 4-2 going, or 4-3 going with 3 seconds to go, second period. Go Bryson Carter from all at the Melrose Hall. Hello, everybody at Melrose Hall. That is a historic place.
You know, Lisbon's had quite the run here. Luckily, Cochran defeated McLaughlin in Lisbon, and we got Lisbon in the finals right here, and Lisbon's going to have another wrestler here in the next weight class who's going to be vying for his fourth state title.
Wow.
You're going to see this place have
four-timer.
A standing ovation here. And I guess kudos to Brad Smith over there in the corner. Started his wrestling career there. Built up that, well, actually, Lisbon's always been a great program, but did a great job. Went to Iowa City City High. Did a nice job there. And then basically retired from teaching. Went back to Lisbon and is coaching again. He's a living legend in the sport of wrestling as Williams still leads 5-0. 12 seconds here left in the second period.
Wyatt Thompson from Crescent Orient Maxburg gets an escape at the beginning of the third period, and he ties that thing up 1-1. We've got a minute and 21 seconds left to go. Got a little bit of a blood timeout or some type of a officials conference going on there, but it's 1-1 here in the third period at 138 Class 2A.
Well, Class 3A, we're tied at 4. We got a dandy on both the edges of the auditorium here in Class 2A and 3A. And here's a shot in there by Brands. Brands trying to get the takedown at the edge of the mat, has the foot elevated, leg elevated, has the ankles in and toes in, and off the edge of the mat they go. No takedown, 54 seconds to go here. Class 3A, we're at 138 pound contest, and don't forget Albia, Bryce Leshin on deck for the Blue Demons.
Hey, big one coming for you here, Wyatt Thompson from Creston. He's up against Ryan Leisure, top rank from Clear Lake. The wrestlers are on their feet in a 1-1 contest with 47 seconds to go. They go off the mat, 138 pounds, Class 2A. Great match.
Krako got in on a nice shot on Williams and ended up getting a takedown on the edge of the mat. His coach stands up immediately and says, hey, you got to cut him, you got to cut him. We got a minute 25 left here in the third period, and Williams still leads by a score of 6-2.
A blood timeout here in Class 3A, but we're tied at 4, 54 seconds to go, and we're underway here in Class 3A. Nelson Brands, Iowa City. Clint Limbeck of Cedar Rapids, Xavier.
Got to thank all of our listeners back home on 96.7 KIIC listening to this great 138-pound coverage where Wyatt Thompson from Creston is in a 1-1 tie with Leisure from Clear Lake.
Here's a slide-by takedown by Nelson Brands and Brands. Our Limbeck is going to have a 6-4 lead here. I'm sorry, Limbeck of Xavier with a takedown. He's got in front 6-4 over Nelson Brands. And they had that wrong on the
board. Yeah, Nelson Brands leads by a score 6-5.
They had that wrong.
He ended up cutting him. Brands back in on a single. Why don't you finish that match out? Five seconds
to go. The countdown is on. And Brands trying to hold on here, trying to turn the corner. And Nelson Brands is going to get the win 6-5 over Clint Limbeck. They had it wrong at the score saver momentarily, but Nelson Brands is going to get the win 6-5, your win. Nelson Brands, Iowa City West, your 3A champion here at 138.
We've got 47 seconds left here in
Class 2A at 138 pounds, and we are in a locked-up tie, 1-1, 45 seconds to go. Wrestlers on their feet in Class 2A.
We got 18 seconds left here in Class 1A in the third period. Coming back to the center of the mat, they're on their feet. Williams of Lisbon still leads by a score of 6-2. He's just going to kind of back up and run, force Krako to do something here to try to get a move. He pushes him out. He gets warned for stalling and gives up a point. So now it's 6-3, 11 seconds left. And Williams is going to try to hold on and win a state title.
Man, Ryan Leisure down here, he has the top ranking in the state, but he's got 21 seconds left to get past Creston's Wyatt Thompson. They are in a 1-1 tie. They toe the line at the center of the mat on a restart. 138-pounders going in there.
Well, Williams of Lisbon wins the state title, 138 pounds, Class 1A, over Krako of Iowa Valley.
We're going to have sudden victory here, folks. I predict it. It is 8 seconds to go. A snap down there. Attempt by Thompson from Creston. Leisure gets back to his base.
Wow.
And we are going to a sudden victory at 138 pounds. Wyatt Thompson from Creston. Leisure from Clear Lake. And if you're watching on TV, the best way to identify these wrestlers, the guy with the yellow shoes is the Clear Lake wrestler. That's Ryan Leisure. He will cover his opponent, Wyatt Thompson, from Creston to start this sudden, we're already in sudden victory. This is the overtime period. Yeah, we are in overtime here.
This is the first tiebreaker.
First tiebreaker here. So this match took longer than we anticipated. We're still 1-1 after four periods. The sudden victory period was completed with the wrestlers on their feet. And at 138 pounds, Wyatt Thompson from Creston covering Ryan Leisure from Clear Lake in a 1-1 tie. 14 seconds left in this fifth overtime period.
Oh, did you see that? There's a cradle locked up in a pin.
Wow.
Spladle.
Leisure,
yes.
Got a spladle in. That thing took 4 seconds. Ryan Leisure from Clear Lake executed a perfect spladle. It was a sit-out attempt by Thompson, and Leisure got it done, gets the bonus points, a pin. Call that pin in 6-7 and another 22 seconds.
Joe, tell us, tell us what a spladle is.
Spladle is when you have a crossbody ride in, you put your leg in between your opponent's legs, and you grab his opposite leg and pull it apart. So you're pulling your opponent's legs apart like a wishbone. And if you've ever gone to Granny's house at Thanksgiving and picked the wishbone with your little brother or your little cousin, that's what happens to you in a spladle.
We had the image on the big screen when you explained that to perfection. We're going to be back here. Albia. Bryce Leshen is going to be on the mat here at 145 pounds, a championship. Only 6 minutes away for Bryce Leshen and the Albion Blue Demons. When we come back, High by the Mats, High Fidelity, you're listening to the 2016 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, y'all. This is Bobby Hartwig with Purina Animal Nutrition. Now that winter has arrived in full force, it's time to be thinking about what you can do to keep your cows moving forward through the cold season and on into spring. Just because Mother Nature can be unpredictable doesn't mean your nutrition program should be. Purina offers a wide range of high-quality loose minerals as well as superior protein tubs to help your cow herd thrive when forage shortages and bad weather come a-calling. So stop by Fairfield Feed on Highway 1 or Centerville Produce on Highway 5 to get your winter supply of Wind and Rain Mineral and Rangeland Protein Tubs. Or give me a call today at 641-530-9369. That's 641-530-9369 to help make sure your cows stay ahead this winter.
May you always have cows around.
I'm
Alana Stone, Executive Director of the Homestead of Albia. At the Homestead of Albia, we offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock caring staff, you have the assurance that assistance will be there when needed most. I invite you to explore all of the benefits associated with assisted living. To schedule an appointment, please call me at 641-932-2102 or visit our website at www.homesteadofalbia.com for more information.
The Hy-Vee Distribution Center in Sheraton is hiring for full-time refrigeration electrician positions in their perishable warehouse. This is a Sunday through Thursday evening schedule of 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. You should be motivated and qualified to maintain and repair refrigeration, ice manufacturing equipment, heating, electrical, and air conditioning units. The starting wage is $18 to $22 per hour based on experience. Candidates will be required. Candidates will be required to pass a physical fitness test, drug screen, and criminal background check. Visit www.hy-v.com to apply online.
Welcome back, everyone. High by the mats of High Fidelity. 145 pounds about to take the mats here. Bryce Leshen of Albia. And on the big screen moments ago, the 132-pound or 126-pound champions were out here. The 120-pound champion, Kiner, was out here momentarily. And then 132 pounds, Briar Cochran. And, guys, when they give the medals, the coach gets to choose who puts the medal on, and Coach Denny Whitlow made a decision, and I think it was as classy as they could.
Absolutely. I mean, that's, you know, that's the first state champion there, and I can tell you from experience, it's a great feeling to put that around there, and that's a true class act by Denny. I've given my assistants the opportunity to do that, and they've come back later and said, and basically just come back even after, you know, years after, man, they've thanked me. That was the greatest thing that they've got to do. It's priceless. I can't express enough how that means to not only the athlete, but the coach that gets to put that on there.
So dad gets to put the medal on the son. The first finalist, Jamie Cochran, putting the medal on the first champion, Briar Cochran.
Hey, let's keep the pedal on the gas here for Southern Iowa. We got a great matchup coming up here at 145. Bryce Leshen, he's got 32 wins on a one-loss season against Brady Brott from Clarion Goldfield Dows. You know, Clarion's running away with it. Everybody's going on and on about Clarion. A couple of seniors there. 47-3 for Brady Brott. I like Leshen's chances here at the state championship. Well, he's out there on the mat ready to compete here for the Albia Blue Demons.
Well, the cheerleaders, they were ready as well. Let's take a look at the cheerleaders that are sitting next to on the mat next to Coach Nick Pickrell and Darren Helms.
I'm Ashley Brennan, and I'm a senior.
I'm Allie Hugan, and I'm a freshman.
I'm Megan Brady, and I'm a sophomore.
I'm Megan McCam, and I'm a senior.
I'm Leah Davis, and I'm a senior.
We're not number 5, not number 4, number 3, number 2. We're number 1. Let's go, Blue!
That's the Albia Blue Demon cheerleaders and Bryce Leshen on the mat here for the Albia Blue Demons. As Joe just mentioned, Brady Brott, Clarion Goldfield Dows, senior, 47 wins, 3 losses, number 1 rated. All year long, Bryce Leshen, the 5th rated Brody Brott. And
yeah,
really, doesn't it come down to just Bryce being Bryce?
Here's what it comes down to. It comes down to the sponsors that brought you Bryce being Bryce, like Summers Insurance, Jason Summers, bringing you this match. But Bryce being Bryce, he is a rock star wrestler, and it's going to be fun to watch him get this done. Well,
how about Nick Pickerel's costume tonight?
He looks good. Nick Pickrell in the blue pants, red shoes, and a white shirt.
Red, white, and blue.
Here's what Coach Dave Winger had to say about Bryce Leshen.
Well, Bryce has had a great week. He's had some tough matches, so that's a good thing. And the thing that I've seen from Bryce this week is that he's really putting a lot of thought into what he's doing on the mat. So you can watch that tonight. He's going to be very methodical with the way he does stuff, and he's hard to take down. So get the first takedown and go from there.
Bryce Leshen on the mat right now, just underway, 7 seconds in opening period here.
He's on his feet. He's got a good opponent out here at 145 pounds. Brady Brott from Clarion Goldfield Dows. We'll just say Clarion here for the rest of this match. It's Leshen from Albia, Brott from Clarion. Wrestlers are in a collar tie right at the center of the mat. Leshen backs out.
Bryce Leshen, just a tremendous senior year. He came up here last couple of seasons, dealt with injuries, and this really the healthiest he's been when he's been here at Wells Fargo Arena. He's a four-time qualifier and 145 pounds, drops down, looks for the shot. And they're back on their feet here, 1:13 to go opening period.
This is kind of a true class here at 145, though, because we do have Colton Mertens from Mount Pleasant in Class 3A going against the defending state champion Michael Zachary of West Des Moines Dowling. And we have Carter Happel of Lisbon, who's going to make history.
Four-timer.
He's going to be a four-timer. It's 0-0 right now, but I have a feeling he's undefeated on the year, only has one loss in his career, and he's going to cap off a captivating senior campaign, and he's a future Iowa Hawkeye.
Well, a underhook being put on here by Brat, and stalemate, 43 seconds to go in this contest at 145. Huge contest right in the middle of our mats, and we'll bring you some of the highlights from it as well. But Leshen in on a single leg right away, has that leg, that left leg. He's going to elevate, trying to bring
tight.
It up. And being patient here, settles into it. Grabs onto it, looking for the trip.
Goes right to the
mat, and he's going to have to step over. He's got his head still under the waist, trying to reach for that far right leg. Leshen right at the edge of the mat here, 19 seconds to go in the opening period. He is getting his head out away from getting a takedown here with 14 seconds to go opening period. Brat doing a great job of trying to get off the mat, and no points.
Good job there by Brady Bott, hipping off the mat right here. 145-pound state championship. You expect that kind of a defensive wrestler here. And Brady Brat bringing it for Clarion. We've got a great wrestler here for Albia, Bryce Leshen.
That's going to do it for the first period. And
quick update here. Happel in 1A from Lisbon leads 2-0 going into the second period. And Zachary of West Des Moines Dowling leads 6-2 over Colton Mertens of Mount Pleasant.
Leshen is going to start in the down position right away. Here's the sit up or stand up, and he's wiped away by Brat. Brat with that deep waist in, trying to keep Leshen on, puts the leg in. 10 seconds gone by, second period. Bryce trying to roll out of this as Brat gets a little high, but still has the leg in.
Brat's got the cross body right in on the left-hand side. He's got that left leg in, and he breaks down Bryce Leshen with that cross body ride. Leshen gets to his knees and hands, and he's going to try to get a stand-up here, maybe come out the backside, out the bottom here at 145 pounds. Class 2A championship action here on 96.7.
Bryce really fighting for that right hand, trying to keep control, and he gets what I think is the best thing to happen here, and that is a stalemate. 1:15 to go here, second period.
He needs to bust a fast move right here. He needs to bust a fast move, a sit out, a switch, stand up right here off the whistle. Boom, hit it.
Gets his legs posted out. Bryce trying to get to his base and get out of an escape here with a minute 7 to go. Bryce Leshen started the down position to begin the second period. No score. Now gets his feet momentarily. Brat tries to bring him down to the mat. Brat right to the ankle. Leshen trying to squirm away. Bryce hops away, but Brat grabs onto that right leg. Now has both legs as Leshen's knees are on the mat. Trying to get up. Gets those legs elevated, but the leg put in by Brat.
Cross body ride being put in by Brat with only 42 seconds to go. Leshen's got him way, 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 way high, but he's going to need to come out the backside to get any points.
35 seconds and counting here for Bryce Leshen of Albia, 145 pounds in Class 2A, taking on Brady Brat, Clarion Goldfield. Senior on senior. 30 seconds or under 30 seconds to go here in this second period, and we're going to have another stalemate. Again, as you said, Joe, really the first move, so important right here for Bryce Leshen. You want to get the escape here.
I've never seen this kid from Clarion wrestle, but he's a leg rider, and Bryce is going to have to bust out and make sure he doesn't get his legs in on the subsequent action after the first move.
Well, there's
right
the leg
now,
put right in.
There's the leg put in.
Now Bryce stays with his knees. As Brat moves to the right side, 6 seconds to go, and Bryce Leshen being ridden in this entire second period, and
that will
be a huge ride there by Brady Brat.
Just a quick update here, Class 1A Happel just starting the third period, leads his opponent 5-0, and this is the number one versus the number two. There's not a loss on this one. We've seen a lot of 1As, no losses coming in, and Happel leads 5-0 over here on Matt or Class 3A. Zachary of Dallas.
Oh, side roll against
Leshen's got the side roll.
Had
a two count, three count. He's got a back point being earned here. Bryce Leshen, peanut out in front here.
A side roll attempt by his opponent brought from Clarion, and Leshen caught him in that side roll and gets a couple of back points. He gives up the escape, but it's 2-1.
That was as big as a ride right there. Bryce Leshen now has a 2-1 lead here with 30 seconds gone by in this third period. Good luck, Bryce and Carter. Go Big Blue from the Sweeneys in Del Rio, Texas, joining in. 2-1, Bryce Leshen. 1:30 to go here in this third period for Albia.
Brought tried a side roll right there, and Leshen caught him in it, got him onto his back, got the two count before the escape was achieved, and that was a 2-1 move, a three-point move. Two of them went to Albia's Bryce Leshen. He leads now 2-1 on his feet at 145 pounds. A minute 11 left in this championship match.
And Matt Mertens from Mount Pleasant, I don't think he's been beat all year. It looks like he's going to get beat.
No, he's undefeated, and Zachary's put him on his back multiple times. And Mertens from Mount Pleasant trails 18-5 with a minute 30 left.
Clock rolls down to a minute here at this 145 showdown. Bryce Leshen, the underhook, 56 seconds to go here, 2-1 lead.
Well, if I had one wrestler on my team that I wanted to be with a one-point lead, it would be Bryce Leshen. He is a master of knowing where he is on the mat and,
where he
is in the match.
He goes to the out-of-bounds and 42 seconds left here. Bryce Leshen with a 2-1 lead here. Final 42 seconds at 145. Bryce Leshen drops down single leg.
He's in deep.
Going to hang on to this. 35 seconds. If he can chew some time and make this into his own points here. Bryce Leshen, 30 seconds and counting here at 145. Gets back to his feet. Here's a shot in there by Bratz. A sprawl out there by Leshen. Clock under 20 seconds. And they'll go off the edge of the mat, approaching 20 seconds. 21 ticks on the clock. 2-1, Bryce Leshen.
Leshen knows where he's at. He is trying to become the state champion.
Here's a shot. Bratz got hit in the head and then a takedown, and they're going to give an injury timeout. Bratz brought the dive. You can feel this moment. You're going to take those shots, a long shot, and he ran into the knee, I think, of Leshen.
Hey, here goes the crowd. Everybody's getting on their feet. Here's your four-time state champion from Lisbon, Carter Happel. Defeats his opponent, Trent Johnson, 7-1. One career loss, a four-time state champion. This is a moment just to see everybody on their feet clapping for this young man. I don't care if you're class 1A, 2A, or 3A. It's
you
a moment.
Are among the elite. Here's the deep shot in here by Brian Leshen. 17 seconds.
Leshen on offense.
Every eye on the two-way mat here.
Leshen on offense.
10
Leshen
seconds
on
to go.
Offense.
He's got to hold on here.
Hanging on to a leg with 7 seconds to go. He pulls it in.
4, 3, 2, 1. Bryce Leshen, a state champion
state champ.
For Albia. Bryce Peanut Leshen at 145 pounds, a champion. His cousin, Nick Pickerel, or his uncle Nick Pickerel in the corner in his blue pants. His red tie, his white shirt, and his red shoes is so animated, and that is a state champion for Bryce Leshen. Congratulations, Albia. Congratulations to the Leshen and Pickerel family. You have a state champion.
Wow. What a match.
And now
2-1. The Class 2A 145-pound champion.
It's going to come down.
Bryce Leshen.
Guys, it is going to come down to the final match of the night for Albia, not only to get two champions, but to take home some trophy as a team. And it will come down to the final match of the night at 285 with Carter Isley on the mat. And I like our chances.
We're going to take a closer look at that as we continue to go. But I think you're right. But what we called it, John, I mean, that little catch there for that two-point near fall was crucial, because when he got rode out, we looked at each other and was like, uh-oh, that's not good.
Yeah, he went to the third period trailing, you know, basically trailing.
He was trailing. Yep.
Hey, guys,
you're trailing.
I'm here in the tunnel, caught up with Bryce Leshen and Coach Nick Pickerel. Bryce, congratulations, first of all, 145-pound 2A state champion. Walk us through that last period of that match. You was out in front. What did you do to hang on and you stayed on your offense to control that match and get the victory?
Well, it's probably the worst song I've ever done in my high school career, but they got the job done. So,
well, congratulations to you. What's in store for you now? What are you gonna do tonight? You gonna celebrate?
I'm gonna party hard.
Attaboy. Coach Nick Pickerel, congratulations to you. Your nephew Bryce Leshen, 2A state champion. How do you feel?
Speechless, man. That kid's a bad dude, man. He's been through so much in the last 4 years, and for him to finally put it all together is amazing for me as a coach, being his uncle and everything. But, you know, he's the talent was never the question. He's, you know, we always knew the last 3 years that he had a chance to win it all. If I have a Bryce Leshen that's healthy every year, we're probably doing this interview a couple more times. But we had to take what we can get, and he was able to pull through. And I couldn't be more happy for him and the whole family and the Albia community.
Yeah, you know, you talk about that. You know, the injuries that Bryce sustained, you know, over his career at high school wrestling, you know, and it kept him from being at this stage. You know, like you said, he's healthy this year, and this is a healthy Bryce Leshen, and it puts him on top of the podium.
You know, just like you asked me earlier how I felt going in, you know, knowing that I had a healthy Bryce Leshen, I felt great. Same thing I feel about my heavyweight that's getting ready right now. But like earlier, you know, if Bryce is healthy, we're in a different situation. But for him to finally have a good year and put it all together, there was just something different with his mindset all year. And you just felt it. And he made it. Like I said, it wasn't pretty tonight, but he did enough to win. And in the end, that's all that matters.
Well, congratulations to you, Nick. I know you're a proud uncle, and you're going to celebrate this one special tonight, and you're going to get prepared now for your heavyweight to come out here at 285. What are you looking for in Carter Isley's match coming up?
I'm just looking forward to Carter Isley doing what he does. There's nothing that we need to do that's any different than every match that we've had this year. But, yeah, he's going to go out and do his job, and you're right, we are going to celebrate. It's been kind of a tough last couple of weeks for the community of the Albia people. You know, we lost a few good people, and hopefully this is something that can kind of bring everybody and cheer the spirits up of the community of Albia. So
I agree with you. You know, some longtime supporters of the Albia community athletics, you know, that passed away, and we wish their families all the condolences in the world. And like you said, I hope that tonight with the celebrate and some champions will help those families and lift up their spirits.
Absolutely. And just want to say thank you to everybody that's listening and all the support that these boys have received over the last few years. You know, it's not just about this year. It's about how the community's bought into this program and, you know, over the past, and this is where we're at now. You know, we went so many years without having a state champ. You get one, and then you kind of kick down the doors and open the floodgates, and now you're seeing us rattle off one tonight. Getting ready to win the second one. So,
well, congratulations to you, Nick. We're going to let you go back and get prepared for your heavyweight.
Well, the coaches up in the booth, Jason and the crew, they were making a little fun of your outfit tonight. They didn't know if you wanted to get on TV or what it was.
Well, anybody that knows me, I try to stay away from that spotlight as much as possible. But the boys kind of put it together. And
I love it.
Hey, man, you look good. You feel good sitting in the corner. Your kids wrestle good. So that was kind of the thing, just to ease up the spirits and keep everybody lighthearted and not get caught up in the moment and just enjoy it. So
brilliant. Thank you.
Hey, Joe Millage, you tell Pickerel he looks good in anything.
Anything that man wants to
they
wear,
say, hey,
he can wear
anything.
I got an important announcement for Moravia Mohawk wrestling fans.
Hey, guys, I got caught up here with Blake Lawless. Blake down here cheering on his
bring it on there,
his Albia wrestling teammates. Blake, congratulations on a strong finish this year. Got banged up pretty hard. I can see the stitches, and they're really big. And you know, did that weigh in any on your outcome, or did it just kind of brush it off and go on?
I'm not even saying why not I finished like I did, but obviously it wasn't the outcome I wanted, and I wish I would did better.
Well, congratulations to you on a great career, high school career in wrestling. What are you going to do in the future?
Go to college and get a degree.
He's going to go to college and be a great man.
Well,
that's his future, his story. He is first class. TZ, Travis Sappel down there on the Tharp Funeral Home Wireless Mics. We are at 152 pounds. 1, 2, and 3A underway here. High Bell Mats and High Fidelity. And Joe Sinclair, before we get to covering these matches, some breaking news coming our way and an announcement that you want to give. Yeah, Moravia Mohawks, Briar Cochran, is going to be honored at Elliott's General Store. Free ice cream cones all day Monday. Free ice cream cones for anybody that's listening to our broadcast. Dave Elliott, who also was a wrestler, placed up here at State for Centerville, is ponying up and giving away free ice cream cones for anybody that shows up at his store in Moravia on Monday.
If I've got it right, I believe Dave placed fourth, and I want to say 138 pounds. Dave, I'm not sure if I'm 100% right, but I won't say what year. A few years ago, we'll put it that way.
It would have been in the 1980s, I promise you that.
But here we go, Class 1A. We've got Connor Shalissa of Alburnett, a senior, 52-1 on the year. He's going against Zach Axmere of English Valley, undefeated, 52-0 on the year. But here's what makes this match special is that the team score is Lisbon is in first place with 111 points. Alburnett's in second place with 110 and a half.
A half point behind him. And if you're watching on TV, the Alburnett wrestler is the guy in the purple and yellow, and the bear from North English, that would be Zach Axmere in the, I guess you'd call that a blue shirt.
And they're in a scramble situation here where looks like Shalista is going to get the two-point takedown. Axmere was in on the shot. Ended up getting around, getting the roll situation. Axmere almost gives up some back points. Gets to his feet.
Very important match for the Albia Blue Demons here at 152 pounds in the championship. Matt Malcolm from Glenwood, that is a team that's ahead of Albia for the third place hardware. He's a senior, 51-1. He's going up against Joe Kelly from West Liberty. Kelly was the guy that knocked off Blake Loss at 152.
Well, they're not ahead of Albie anymore. With that win by Bryce Leshen, they bump up. They're three points behind, so if Glenwood would happen to win, they would jump ahead of them by 1 point.
Well, the Glenwood wrestler, if you're watching on TV, is the guy with the white front and the black back on his singlet. And his opponent from West Liberty is Kelly in an all-white singlet. And they are a couple of burly 152-pounders going after it. And right now we got a reversal in the second period by Glenwood. That makes the score 8-2. So Glenwood in control of that match here in the championship at Class 2A, 152.
In Class 3A, Logan Rodriguez, a senior, is down on the mat. It looked like he got an injury here. Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, taking on Colton Klingenpiel of Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. And Klingenpiel now with a 2-0 lead, and they're going to get back to action out here. It was Klingenpiel that actually was injured.
Here, Axmere in Class 1A trails 3-0. He cut Shalista of Alburnett, and Shalista backed off the mat because all the pressure by Axmere and gives up a stall warning. So he has been warned early here in the second period, and Axmere trying to make something happen here to try to even the score up.
Wow, that is a big number there, 3-0. Axmere from English Valley. I don't think he's
been behind.
I don't think he's been behind by 3 points in the last 2 years.
I don't know, 52-0 versus 52-1. Shalista, I believe, I'll look up, maybe a returning state champion.
There's a takedown for Axmere. He narrows the gap in the second period now. 2-3. Axmere riding hard on Shalista from Alburnett. Over here on Class 2A, we've got Glenwood on top, 10-3. It's Glenwood at 152 on top by 7.
Klingenpiel over here, Colton Klingenpiel of Thomas Jefferson Council Bluffs with a 4-0 lead here, 53 seconds to go in the second period here in Class 3A. Logan Rodriguez of Cedar Rapids Kennedy is trailing now 4-0 to Klingenpiel of Thomas Jefferson Council Bluff here in 3A.
Back over here in Class 2A, it's Glenwood putting on a takedown clinic, 12-4. It is going to be a convincing match here for Matt Malcolm from Glenwood over Joe Kelly from West Liberty. We're only in the second period. He leads by 8.
Well, here in Class 1A, Axmere got a takedown there early in the second period. They just go out of bounds. He lets him go, lets Shalista go. 4-2, 55 seconds left. Axmere trying to get in on another shot, another takedown to even this match up as he trails by a score of 4-2.
And that's a good match to keep it on right now. That is the closest match that we have right now. And Coach Cochran, you keep bringing us that action. It's Shalista from Alburnett in the purple and yellow singlet. And it is Axmere from North English.
Well, hey guys, real quick, I got a chance here to catch up with Coach Dave Winger. Dave, congratulations! You got a 145-pound state champion. What's the emotions going through your mind right now?
Well, I won a ball, so this is what we work for. So it's an exciting match. I was lucky enough to be up in the stands watching and with the family, and
I couldn't have picked a better place to be. It was absolutely awesome. One of the best experiences of my life, being up there and to give Coach Helm a chance to set at the finals. It was just unbelievable. This is what we work for.
How was the atmosphere in the stands? You said you had a chance. You was up in the stands sitting with the family. How was the atmosphere there?
Well, I got roughed up a little bit. I was with the Pickerel family, so and the Leshens up there, Kevin roughed me up a little bit, and I roughed Mike up a little bit, and it was a lot of hugging. I can't explain it. It was great.
Well, the emotions are raw down here in the tunnel. You know, we get your assistant coach, Nick Pickerel, his nephew, Bryce. They're down here sharing a very, very nice emotional moment, and that's great to see.
Yeah, and Nick's going to
bring
present
back
that
to
award to his nephew, and check out his pants, everybody, on TV, because you might need your sunglasses.
All right, back to you guys.
Nice job down there on the wireless mic, courtesy of Tharp Funeral Home, and that interview brought to you by Sinclair Tractor and Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative. Let's get back to action here in Class 1A, where all the action is happening.
We got Axmir tried to, I think, a headlock, and
he slipped out of it, and Shalista got
just
behind,
threw it by, and got the takedown, and he leads 6-2. We got a minute 30 left, and Axmir has had trouble getting from up to his feet as Shalista's been riding hard here. We got a minute 20 remaining, and Shalista Axmir trails by 4. Finding a way to continue that undefeated season, but Shalista's got different things on his mind.
Just a real quick update for our 3A listeners. 8-0 Klingenpil of Thomas Jefferson of Council Bluff is out in front of Rodriguez of Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Let's run back to the 1A, Matt.
How about 2A? Matt Malcolm from Glenwood has got a huge lead, a 12-point lead over Joe Kelly from West Liberty. It is a 17-5 lead for Malcolm at Glenwood. And he will move his Glenwood squad up, trying to get more than a major decision.
Hey, guys, real quick, I caught up here with Aiden Reeves. Third place, 106 pounds, Class 2A. Aiden, sit here and rooted on your opponent or your teammate, Bryce Leshen. Walk us through your tournament and what stands out to you and what are you going to work on?
I just need to get back dressing my offense. It's been a hell of a tournament. It's been really emotional, and I'm just ready to watch Carter's match. And it's just been a heck of a ride, and I don't know. I've just got a lot of emotions running through right now.
Sounds good. Aiden, congratulations again, buddy. Great tournament, and we'll be looking forward to seeing you come back next year.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Again, here on Matt 1A, Shalista kind of looks like a man on a mission here. He's been riding Axmir tough. Axmir's come to his feet. Shalista's immediately come up, taking him right back to the mat, keeping lots of pressure on him. Axmir having difficulty getting up and out of here.
This is a surprise to me because Axmir is just a stud down here in Class 1A, 152 pounds. And Connor Shalista, a great wrestler, don't want to take anything away from him. But I'm surprised that Axmir can't get more done here, and we've got 7 seconds left to go. It'll be a state championship for Alburnett, Connor Shalista.
Well, it is number one versus number two.
Yeah, and Axmir got fifth 2 years ago, third last year. He was really hoping for first place this year. He's going to have to settle for second in his senior year.
Yep, and Axmir does get a penalty point, but 3 seconds left on the clock, and time's going to run out. Shalista of Alburnett is your Class 1A, 152-pound state champion, and Axmir of North English will be your runner-up.
What a great year for Axmir. Just a junior, as you guys said. 52 wins and only one loss on his entire junior year. Congratulations, English Valley, North English. You have had a great season and a lot of joy watching your 152-pounder, Zachary Axmir. Congratulations. We will take a timeout. Come back here as we move along. 160 coming up. And then, folks, you want to stay right here all night. We're going to take you right as we close down these doors here at Wells Fargo Arena. 285, Carter Isley is going to come out later on tonight. And not only is it a second championship in store for Isley, but a chance for Albia to take home some hardware when we come back to Wells Fargo Arena. You're listening to the 2016 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. Don't go anywhere.
What an exciting year as we get to this point of the year with the state wrestling tournaments in Iowa and, of course, basketball tournaments coming up as well. Iowa, a great place to be at this time of year. Iowa's a great place to be, too, if you want the best in education. And if you're considering open enrolling your student for the 2016-17 school year, March 1st is the deadline for approval. You need to get the forms picked up in your local district office, or I'll suggest you to the Albia Community School District office at 701 Washington Avenue East in Albia. The reason I say Albia is because of the terrific academic programs. They emphasize 21st century skills. They emphasize technology and getting ready for your career and for college. They also have wonderful scholarship opportunities like the Delavadova Trust Fund. Their state-of-the-art facilities continue to improve at every level. They're terrific. And they have great teachers, terrific athletic and fine arts programs as well. It's all part of the Blue Pride Way in the Albia Community School District. Consider open enrollment there. You'll be glad you did.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at DeweyMotor.com.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as you do on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34 and sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th for free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food as well as Neutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bag corn. You'll save money and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
The Common Sounds